Okay.
We saw your show or whatever.
Watch this.
It's like, it's just like in high school. It's just weird. You're not funny. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Jumping fences, running through backyards. All right, hey.
What's that noise?
What? The little
the persistent
sound?
Noise that's always been there?
The background noise?
That yeah. never shows up in recording, only we can hear it?
That you noise? Can no, with good headphones or
now.
Loud enough.
Yeah. I've never noticed it.
It's really bad.
It's in there.
Like and you can also it's really
we
bad.
We hear when it gets loud and you
yeah.
hear when it's loud.
No, we're really the only ones who do hear it.
When you replay the recording, it's not there. And if it gets really bad, we found a small, simple solution, which is basically unplug everything.
Yeah, that hurts your headphones.
No.
Maybe it's your shitty headphones that you're so all proud headphone. About.
Check his shitty headphones. Find out.
Maybe his headphones are so good that they clearly pick up that sound. That's my best guess.
He seems like $130.
That doesn't mean I'm a good.
Shit. They're HyperX's.
Oh, yeah. The sound is crisp here.
Is it?
It sounds terrible with these headphones on. I sound terrible with these headphones on.
Yeah, because they're fucking clear.
No. Oh. No, I have settings to adjust my fucking my volumes. No, this is just sounds bad. And yeah, and his headphones, it's very, very, like, it's loud.
That's funny. Then it, so
something
then,
we should have picked
okay,
up on.
So again, it is his headphones then, because you don't it's really hear that. In the playback.
Again, yes, your headphones are so good, they pick up this sound. So that's on you. Our headphones, by the way, are so shitty that we don't hear that sound. It sounds like I'm in a hallway here. A hallway, my voice sounds awesome. It has a really good bass. Like, hey, baby.
The beast. Mm-hmm. Beast.
So,
the
welcome beast, to Riff and Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
I'm Eric.
Yeah, Eric's here again. Remember him?
I'm probably going to do it without headphones.
He's going to go.
Oh, sans the headphones. Mm-hmm. This beast is going to get even ridiculously loud.
Maybe, maybe not. Or you got to put him on for fucking stuff we show. Either way, welcome to Riff and Half. I'm Jason. We said that already.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what we just got done watching?
Nick Cage reading Telltale Heart.
Exactly. That's what we said. Right again, Steve.
Yeah.
Technically, Steve.
While I was on everybody. While I was shitting, I watched this episode of Sunny.
What?
Oh, okay. He was watching TV while he's taking a shit.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a reader than a watcher when I'm taking
I
a
shit.
I
hate carting my whole TV in there. I know AT&T has that wireless setup, but, you know, pulling that fucking 42-inch, it's an old TV, too, so, like.
Oh yeah,
it's back when flat screens still weighed half as much as a big like a CRT TV.
They had the metal backing still. Oh, the suck.
Oh yeah, removing my fucking Vizio when I replaced it with the Samsung, that thing's fucking. And then comparing the weight, like yeah. That thing's fucking a ton. But I feel more confident in that TV that it won't fall over than the new one.
Yeah,
on like an earthquake or anything like that, because I have no like thing to hold it together. It's just sitting on the desk.
Backwards to the wall.
I remember my old one came with like a weird. It's just a wire cable. Where you screw one end to the back of the TV and one you nail to the wall.
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
like the
yeah,
bare
yeah.
minimum to keep it from falling over during an earthquake.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There's bookshelves that have those too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably where they got the idea. That's a cheap idea.
It is.
I want to get rid of that my old TV is like, it still works other than the line right through it.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's cash value for it, but like, I don't know how to sell it. It weighs a ton. I'm not shipping that thing. I don't feel like parting it out.
The old Vizio?
Like taking it apart, taking out the motherboard and sell that for parts.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I might have that on eBay for like 3 months before someone buys it.
Smash it.
That'd be fun. It's always fun to break stuff.
It is.
My friend's old TV, his mom had like
just plug it in and smash it too.
His mom had a projector TV and they're getting rid of it. And we're like, oh, if we get rid of it, we threw it out in the street right here.
Yeah.
And I ollied over it. Well, when it's a skateboard,
uh-huh.
I used it. We used it in our skate video, and I was awling and doing tricks over it and stuff. It was pretty big. It was like a fucking 50-inch.
Fuck.
I remember a buddy of mine, his was back when we were like 15, 16, his PC monitor crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, you know, the old tube backs and everything, the big-ass fucking monitors. So we got really high, and then he said, fuck it. He grabbed it, climbed a ladder on top of his roof to the second story,
and made just hucked it.
That's fun.
Just watch it smash.
We still have pumpkins all the time.
It's just fun to break stuff.
It is.
It's fun to break
stuff. We collect pumpkins and just go to the school and just go on the roof and just
drop them. Tim stole a bunch of things from his computer class when he was in high school, or middle school. I think it was high school, though. And he stole a whole folder of software. It's just pages and pages of fucking software for different random shit. We didn't know what it was. He's like, here, look what I stole from school. And just shows in my house. He's like, want to break it? It's like, yeah. So we got a baseball bat, and we're just tossing the CDs to each other and just smashing it with a baseball bat. This is like broken pieces of like CD disc all over the street.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's probably like hundreds of dollars worth of software that
we used to go to the mountain shoot those.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That's what we used to do. Remember, we used to collect the old.
We don't believe in guns, Eric.
We used to collect the old AOL discs.
Like, 14-year-olds gonna find a gun.
When I was like 7 or 8.
It
was like when I was 7 or 8.
San Bernardino.
And we collect the old AOL discs, and my brother used to take us to the fucking. We used to go up in the mountains and just blast them all.
I used to break AOL floppy discs. That's how old I am.
Oh god, that always show up in the mail, the 30-day free trial.
Yeah,
and all you had to do is just change your login information, start a whole new user, and instant 30 days.
Everyone had 30 days.
Yeah, that's all you had to do.
And then eventually found out, hey, I don't need the keywords, I can go on the real internet.
Yeah.
Not the AOL version of internet. That's like North Korea internet. You're in the AOL page. Then they found out you can go to the real outside, the real world wide web, as they used to call it back then.
AOL was cool back then.
It was weird.
Because like chat rooms and everything.
When I was all in elementary, like having a computer was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because like for Christmas, I was like, they're like, you know, they ask you,
check out this page I printed of some naked chicks.
I think it was like boobs. Fourth grade. They're like, what'd you get for Christmas? Like, oh, I got my brother builds a computer and stuff like that. Because back then, it was expensive.
The idea of building a computer.
Yeah, computer parts were expensive, everything like that. And they're like, my teacher's like,
the concept like you can build your own.
Yeah, I was like,
they don't come in a HP box.
That's all I got. She's like, oh, are you lucky? I'm like, why? I'm like, you know, most kids only have a computer these days. It's fucking, it was like still rare and scarce.
It's always been rare, even since the 80s. Like, yeah. It's always weird when I saw it in movies. Like, all these people have computers. Like,
yeah. most of my life on a computer revolved around AOL chat and then AOL pool. Or like the
only experience I have with a computer other than movies, people doing all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I knew Oregon Trail. On a green screen one, like an old Apple II, and then later on the next Macintosh, I got the one with the roll ball mouse version of in Carmen Sandiego games. Like, well, never really went on them for our type of paper. All I knew about computers.
Growing up, I had an NES and Super NES.
The games I used to play back.
My grandma bought me all the systems.
By when you bought your first computer, I was actually experiencing the internet. By in high school.
The Apple IIs, again, games you used to play in school were just all the text-based games.
Our Learn game.
They had no actual images.
I love Number Munchers.
No, Miser. That was
what Miser is.
Miser. It's a text game, and it's just solving puzzles.
Okay.
You know, the game technically has a map, but it doesn't come with one. You don't know what it is. It's all based on your decisions and solving certain puzzles based off of information you're given.
This was a school game? School computer game? Wow.
Yeah.
Remember that?
A fucking pain in the ass.
I remember penguins catching stuff. That's what I played.
And
those are the old ones. Though,
and lemons.
Like
the,
and we well, had...
With those big old headphones and like their straps like hard plastic blue like band and out of the metal.
The other cool thing, we had Dinosaur Tycoon. Which is fun. So you own your own dinosaur park. You had to keep track of it and make sure dinosaurs escape.
What did you go to private school?
And then
Isn't there an expansion to Zoo Tycoon?
We had a paint game, like a I don't know if it was Microsoft or Macintosh, but it's like a paint game. But you can save files, and if you can actually make your own cartoons. Like if you just do the frame change a little and then just save all the files, and you compress them all at once and make it into, I think possibly now it'd just be a GIF file.
Yeah.
And then we just play the whole thing. And I remember I made my own version of Mortal Kombat, like a scene, a fatality scene in Mortal Kombat. I remember doing a scene from Road Rash, him and the motorcycle and crashing, eating shit. For class, one time we did like a historical thing. We had like assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And we had a big head of Abraham Lincoln in his mouth. He was like 4 or 7 years ago. And a gun comes out the side, just blows his whole brains out. And just splats all over the other side of the screen. I mean, these are really simple drawings, but like, it was cool because we could animate. It was actually a really interesting thing. I never found anything like that till later, way later.
Yeah, the only thing I had like that, well, it wasn't even close, but it was the X-Men Movie Maker, the Simpsons Movie Maker.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work?
Oh, they're fucking awesome. They have frames of like different characters, so you can have like Homer walking one and Homer like beating someone or another, and then you just make a movie. When you move the mouse, he starts walking.
Okay.
So you click and you move the mouse, start walking. You can draw your own background. You can record your own voices into the show, and we used to do all kinds of shit.
That sounds weird.
It was fucking awesome. You can still buy it. I looked it up. I think you still buy it, but I don't know if you can actually run it on anything.
The 1995
version. Yeah.
Now you can make Windows do that, like run old program.
Yeah, there's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was awesome. They had the Simpsons.
You can do on Windows where it'll automatically scale back the Windows program in order to.
Yeah, there's a setting, or you can manually do it. It's for old exe files and stuff like that.
Mm. What the hell, a Diablo old games.
Yeah, for old games too. That's what I know what I was talking about. So how's everybody in this week?
All right. Nothing big happened between last week and this
same
week.
Same here. Same. Nothing really big happened.
Nope.
I work like a lot, which I don't like doing. No one likes work, but for me, it's different, okay? No one's cutting. Just hours are really fucked up. They're fucking up our hour start times.
Oh, do you actually have a position now?
No, it's still up in the air until they finally decide to get rid of me.
Hmm.
Right now, like, there's a fight between the... Like, from my other...
You're going to be fired.
I'm not getting fired. I'm just going to be stuck somewhere shitty probably eventually. Right now, I decided to stay just to enjoy it. Just to enjoy not having to do much for my first half.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's like you don't do much. Sometimes you don't do any, like it takes forever. It's slow day, nothing to come in. I can't make stuff come, so I just stand there.
Yeah, I heard about you.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're all true. No, just long nights all week. So 12-hour days almost all week. I think 2 days I got a, like only 9 and 10 hour day, so
counting for overtime, breaks, though, yeah.
Huh?
A lot of overtime.
All Friday was overtime. That's 12-hour day.
Yeah.
There's good things and bad things. I don't like going. I'm done. I hit my cap of how much money I need and could settle for and be fine. Everything else, I just like. I want to leave. I want to be here.
I mean, I made the bare minimum money I need to get by. I want to go now.
I got saved. Well, plus saving, you know, like some to save, bare minimum money to survive, plus a little saving extra, and that's it. This now they have all this extra cash. What am I gonna do with it? I'm just gonna have to throw it away.
Yeah, okay.
I can't get all this money on my own.
You don't know how much money I throw away.
I'm just dumb shit.
I have to push the trash can down. I'm literally throwing it away.
Do you go to construction sites and put them in porta potties?
I have to sometimes. That's from a thing. We went to the Bell. They had a guy I met before a couple weeks ago, probably a month ago now. Doug, he did stand up for the first time. I was going to do stand up the first time I met him. Like he was a 55 year old guy.
Yeah.
And he was crazy. He had his work clothes on. He had a fucking dirty, like long, dirty ass beard, long, like yours, but more pointed at the bottom. So at the end, and he is dirty looking as fuck. But he was telling me drunk, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do stand-up for the first time. 50 years old, I decided to fucking start doing it. That's my New Year's resolution, to do it and try to start doing it. Or if it doesn't work out this year, never more. And I guess he did it. And the second time he did it was tonight at the Bell. They had a band playing, and after the band was done, they let him go up for like 5 minutes, I guess.
It seemed longer than that.
They probably gave him 10 minutes.
Half an hour.
It's the second time for this guy, you know. It's at a bar, so everyone's talking through half the entire, almost his entire set. So half the bar is talking, half the bar is not. So that's something he's not used to, since he's not a stand-up.
Was he funny at all?
Yes, he had some good stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. More like work-related construction stories, but like they're funny stories. I actually don't want to give away his whole set, though. But
I laughed out loud.
A lot of it is about shitting.
That's true.
It's a lot of shitting stories.
I believe
it. Yeah, there's a good one about when he got like he was working and a guy above him was working, and the guy above him like had no underwear. And it was a hot day and he had a little cramped area, and his ball sweat went out of his from his shorts, and he looked up and caught it.
Oh,
in his mouth.
In his mouth. That's
gross.
Yeah, and like there's a little.
But he said he liked it.
There's a lot of stories about pranks, you know, work pranks with people. But they're good stories, man.
Hmm.
They're good for a certain crowd. I think to make them like for more people, like it should be maybe worked on a little, polished a lot more.
Yeah.
But for open mic bar stuff like that, I think people would like his stories if they stop to listen.
It took a while for him to start, though.
Yeah, and like he has, well, he doesn't know how to like command a room like that.
He's stupid.
It's only his second time. It's just literally his second time standing up doing.
Should
that.
Be his so last. So you
like get up there and kind of fumble his intro.
Fumble like or trying to get the room back of like they kind of stop talking, can't hear him. Also, audio isn't the greatest. Like, you know, sound isn't the greatest.
Yeah, you yell, shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Yeah, it seemed like I might have done that. Like, shut the, like, someone would get their, well, it would get their attention back if you told them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, they turn around to see who's told me to shut the fuck up. Then you can go back to jokes.
Who said that?
But that comes with time. It's not a big deal. But for, he was still funny.
But not Bugs Bunny funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't call him Bugs Bunny.
He's Elmer Fudd.
But he's somewhat funny, haha, not funny queer.
That was better. That's
yeah.
Better.
It's queer, funny, not funny, queer.
Other than working my ass, I haven't really done anything all week or had any interesting thing happen to me because I didn't have any free time all week. Mm. I haven't been able to like, even get out of work in time to get beer.
Have you even eaten?
That sucks.
Some days you know what dinner was the other for 2 days? Like a
mustard
sandwich.
Packets and.
Oh, practically. One day was like a tortilla with peanut butter.
Vending machine sandwiches?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Your vending machine sandwiches?
Like, I told Steve one time, like, I'm glad, like, I don't have a peanut allergy because that saved my ass so much.
Oh,
like,
you told me
not
that.
Having, oh, I told you that?
No.
Like,
I've heard this.
Having no food and nothing to eat, like, when I get home, I was like, or no money, I didn't stop the store. I'm probably either out of cash maybe because I work below that minimum I need.
That's all. That's
it. Like, I'm just like, it looks like a sandwich for dinner. That's it. And sometimes it's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Like mine is like.
They'd wake up with no breakfast. Like,
mine's just putting noodles in a pot with.
You have noodles.
Tomato
sauce.
And
noodles.
Hot dogs.
Oh, look at me. I don't know noodles. Fucking this guy.
That's me not
owns
finding.
Owns a noodle factory.
That's me not finding something to eat.
That's. You just call one of your Asian friends and drop off a sack of noodles for you.
Actually, they would too.
Yeah.
They'd probably just buy you dinner.
Yeah. Do that too.
Diana, I'm hungry.
I want some pho. Okay, let's go. But not down here. Food, I want to go to Orange County. Okay.
That's the only place to eat
not
pho. That's real fun. That's when you get the, like the blood sausage and stuff in it. And oh, it's so good.
Sliced hot dogs.
That too. Some dim sum afterwards.
This spoiled bitch.
That's all I did. That's all I did last Sunday. We got to Orange County at 12. We ate all the way till 8 of that. We was going to places. Fucking ice cream, fucking
eat and keep going.
Ice cream, boba, fucking sushi, pho.
Oh, you went a tour of Orange County.
Sandwich, pig ears, crackling pork, like Asian donuts. I don't know what the fuck it is.
What's
like,
an Asian donut?
It's just like fried bread. That's all it is.
That's stupid. There's nothing Asian about that.
But you eat it. No, but you eat it with like, it is because the way it's made.
You
but,
dip it in
No, you eat it with like certain, some sort of stuff.
It's even teriyaki sauce.
That's not Vietnamese. Hoisin.
It's stuffed with teriyaki.
No, hoisin.
Oh, yeah, we get this.
No. Oh, you want a steam bun? Yeah, steam bun stuff
got,
with pork and the egg.
There's a pig bone inside
duck
of it.
Duck sauce
it would seem like that would be that.
A pig bone?
There'd be a pig bone inside of the bread.
What part of the pig?
Inside of the donut. Know, like a thigh, like a leg bone or something.
No. I mean, they could do have it, but.
And, like, you know, like inside, just for flavor. Like
oh, and
it's,
I bought.
It's basically a deep fried bone.
And I bought nail clippers.
What? Oh, like, that's the rest of your week talking. Okay.
No,
I'm like,
no.
Or is that
no,
your trip to Orange County?
Yeah,
like,
we're OC.
You had Orange County hair.
We're OC. I bought nail clippers. Because right next to the place, she goes to the nail. Because she's a nail. She works on nails.
That's where the actual.
So she goes to applies.
Every nail place you ever seen on a, in a fucking.
Oh, dude, you go
strip mall. The headquarters is in Orange County.
No,
and that's where he bought his.
No, when you go to fucking Garden Grove. Every shopping center you see, there's a fucking nail supply place.
Hey, and wow. She's Vietnamese too, right?
Yeah.
That explains.
She works at a Gucci ass one though. Like it's fucking nice.
No, but it's still the fact that she's
is that an offensive
she's
term?
She's still a female Vietnamese here
some
in
Gucci ass
California.
Place. I don't know.
Guaranteed,
like
she works at a nail salon.
Is that a water shop?
She a horror shop?
Water shop.
Oh, I thought you said a horror shop
or a laundromat or a donut shop.
She makes good money.
It's always these weird combinations with the businesses.
Everyone that works in a nail shop
somehow
has like a Lexus or up.
You have a water shop slash like general store slash laundromat
slash internet cafe.
It actually technically the laundromat is a that was laundromat up there. That was is also internet cafe.
That was early 2000s.
25 cents for a minute, 25 cents a minute or something like that.
That's a ripoff.
It's still it's like I think it's 10 minutes, but still, and people are on there browsing away, plugging all their leftover quarters.
They have like an extra quarter machine that uses it, or they have actually a quarter machine you put in or use it, or what?
Yeah,
yep. So you put in a quarter and then the internet works.
It'll connect for you. Yeah.
Like it's, it looks. It's you think weird. It's the hard drive. I think it's the tower, but it's not the tower. It's actually the thing to put quarters in.
That's weird. Is there like a?
There's two of them there.
Is there blocks?
You know, like, I have no idea. Some people do leave Facebook open if you go there.
I just fucking troll their account.
Yeah, I just troll their account. I'm gay now.
I'm just curious how it is. Like it interfaces with quarters to connect to the internet. Like, okay, he paid his money. Let's.
It just starts a timer program, probably.
I don't get it.
You think it's just
it's a program? I know.
You put a laser light in there, you can trick it.
Yeah, exactly.
Put some slug on a string.
Quarter on a string.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
There's a limited minutes. Now I can download this movie. Trying to stream a movie in 4K. It's just it's like okay, it's gonna take me about like 10 slugs, jerking the string back and forth.
It'd be easy to have a dollar slot.
It'd be horrible too. That's a dollar slot. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what to think about it. Like who would like that? I would lose faith in humanity seeing a dollar slot in that.
Like what would you? Because like
that means someone's putting a shitload of money, like a lot of money in there. Like even a dollar to me seems like a lot. If you put four quarters, I wouldn't think as much as if I see a man. What,
40 minutes.
If I see someone at a laundromat putting dollar bills into this internet machine. No, I would feel bad for them. I'd feel like sad for him and
they don't
humanity.
Have a phone, apparently.
They're trying to kill time. Leave him be.
Get a phone like a normal person.
They're expensive.
A prepaid internet phone.
It's expensive.
What a prepaid internet phone? Prepaid data?
$1 gives me 40 minutes.
Unless
on the internet
quarter
on a
value,
computer.
The price of a quarter is more than like the adding minutes to your phone.
What if they need? What do they need MapQuest?
Or add data to your phone.
Yeah.
What if they need MapQuest?
That would only take one quarter. That's not a problem. Where do I need to go? How do I get there?
I haven't been on MapQuest in years. You still use it, don't you?
I'll use MapQuest.
I don't even know if it still works.
I'm on an Apple phone. I still use Google Maps.
You print
it's
out
the only network.
You
Google Maps though. Is the best.
It's overall the best.
I used to print out stuff.
And the only problem is I have is that since it's Apple, like everything's integrated into Apple Maps. So you have to make the extra steps to use Google Maps on my end. Yeah. But it's worth it because it gets it right. I used to remember, I've gotten lost to MapQuest and I've gotten lost to Yahoo. I think it also uses MapQuest for their. I think probably. It was powered by MapQuest because there was this weird freeway exit that never ever came up that I've always missed.
It doesn't fucking exist. God damn it!
They'll just skip over that route and just assume you got on it for some reason.
Huh?
It's not till they got more detail to like move over to the right. And, yeah. Like, come at the fork, do this stuff. Like, it didn't have those details back then. So, I guess things may have improved, but everyone knows you just go to Google Maps anyway.
I don't know. I think Google Maps shows it's a little too detailed at times. That it won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, when you get to an on-ramp, off a freeway, on an on-ramp, and back to a freeway, there's one too many reminders.
Oh, God, yes.
And it just interrupts my song.
Yeah, it's a simple 4-step process, but it's got to give you like 10 different fucking reminder steps to let you know how to do this. It's like, shut
or
up.
When a freeway kind of merges and comes back, but it's still the freeway direction never changed. It just changed numbers. It still tells you like get off this freeway to go on this freeway.
Or for some good reason, the GPS hasn't quite updated exactly where you're at, so it thinks you're off somewhere else. And so it's telling you to go something different. It's like, no, you just told me to do this. Well, I'm not over there. What the fuck are you doing?
I know. Getting around this world is hard.
It is.
Life's hard.
It is. First worldwide people problems.
Yeah.
What?
Then all you gotta do is get Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle to do your Google Maps. By the time you get there, he would have said it.
Yeah. I can't even follow your Malcolm in the Middle.
Another...
Right.
Oh, I would just have the Yoda one that tells
me. That was really stupid.
One, it's a Malcolm in the Middle reference. That one's show. It's a show I barely watch, and it's not something that's really.
You said you watched.
It has no relevance now.
It was on. Because, you know, they didn't have yo Cody.
Yo mama.
Or like high-end cable valuable shows. I mean, that was a network show.
It was on Netflix. Yeah.
It eventually got to Netflix.
This is a Fox show, wasn't it?
The Fox show.
Yeah.
Went, I mean, this is pre-Breaking Bad.
It went,
so why
like,
would
it went like 9 seasons.
Surprisingly.
No, not only went that long. It went like probably 5, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think so, 7.
One of the master sins.
I already watched them all. I already watched them all, but I can't remember. Good.
I believe I can say I can watch them all too, but it's a show like, yeah, again, it's not memorable in that way. And so when you give a reference like that, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Just saying Stevie?
I can say I did not watch them all.
I can probably say
Malcolm
I
was no longer, well, Malcolm wasn't officially in the middle until they had that younger baby.
What?
They had an older brother that was never there, Francis.
Yeah.
Him. And his younger brother.
No.
They had Dewey, Stevie.
Actually, he was like the second.
There
was
Dewey, four Francis.
Kids. He's Malcolm's the second to last kid.
Malcolm's the third, which meant he was not Malcolm, officially in the middle until the baby.
Yeah, they had Dewey.
Making five kids.
Dewey, Malcolm, Reese, and
I get
Francis.
It. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Technically, Steve, everybody.
Technically, well, it's true. Technically, Steve. I think it's the only reason why they included the baby.
Just to fix that problem, because
no, that's just
only Steve.
That's that season slump where you have to reinvigorate things and you add a cute child.
Then I remember when they brought in
other
Alex,
kids are cute.
Remember when they brought in Alex Mack? Turned out she was a lesbian and had the hots for their mom.
Oh man,
for some reason
I was thinking about Alex Mack. I can't remember her name, but I was thinking about 10 Things I Hate About You.
The movie or the show?
The movie.
She's in the movie.
Yeah, she plays the younger sister who's popular, who's starting to become popular. And her older sister, remember her older sister was the one who was popular back in the day and quit all that shit?
Yeah.
And then her younger sister is now becoming popular.
I don't remember her being in that. And the other thing I really remember about it is it's a weird loose trans.
The kid from 30 Rock.
It's a weird base of Taming of the Shrew.
She's her boyfriend in Third Rock from the Sun. The guy from Third Rock from the Sun and that same girl. I wish I remember both their names. Oh, one is fucking.
Oh yeah. I know who you're
talking about. Malcolm Jamal
Warner. I know who you're talking about. She is in.
It's another three name version. You can play this game with me now, because I really blank on his name.
I think she's in 10 Things.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I know his face. I know his thing. He has that show.
He was in that thing.
He was Robin and Batman.
With that man who wears a cape.
He's
been a scowl.
He played Robin and Batman.
He was that delivery boy in that movie about the bikes, right?
The thing is, like,
actually, Quicksilver's like pretty.
I'm
much
on the cusp
too,
of saying the name, and then you talk.
With Kevin Bacon.
So, like, I like this. This is why it's frustrating.
Yes, it is frustrating.
But I say is I know.
I know who it is.
Yeah, that's it. Like, then I just let you.
No, I just realized who she is too. Yeah,
I know who it is.
And yeah, that same thing happened. You said
she
kind
of looks like Sabrina.
He was in that movie with the boxer from Pulp Fiction, and the weird timey wimey wibbly wobbly.
He's been back when he went back to beat up himself in time.
Yeah, yeah, that one, right?
Yeah. Well, one day I'll remember his name. remember when he becomes a big actor?
Yeah.
Remember that chick?
I remember his name.
Remember that chick that hung up with Malcolm? Like, there was an episode where she got, like, big boobs and Reese started dating her.
No. Oh. Again, you're talking about a show that I did no memory of anymore.
So you did.
Other than Bryan Cranston is in it, and the mom was a good character.
She ended up growing up.
And she was in a lawyer show with Mark Paul Gosselin, which is another three name that I remember that more than I know the other one. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Because
I could remember was Gore something. And I was like, I don't remember the other names. And as soon as I get the guh in my head, you say something. And like it just reset my brain. Like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't remember now.
Oh, Joe Gorlev. What about him?
That was who I was talking about the entire time. That's all I just trying to remember.
Yeah.
But no, he was. They were together in 30 Rock. Or Third
Rock.
The Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock. And then they were together in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Like, he liked her in that movie.
Yeah, no, I know. I can't remember the Alex Mack chick's name either. I remember it was probably about a month and a half ago.
To the internet.
No, a month and a half ago, Stephanie and I were talking about it because, like, we both knew the show.
I also thought, but I haven't seen her in anything for years.
Neither have we. But we're talking about the secret world of Alex Mack, and it kind of struck us, like, did that show actually have an official end? Like,
I don't think so. I think it was one of those.
We didn't know if, like, or did it just end? So I went ahead and wikied it, and it turns out, yeah, it did have an actual ending.
They take her away like Alf? No. Don't explain it?
No. Oh. It had an official series finale. That's
an old reference, no one remembers.
Yeah, it had a series finale and everything that rounded out the story. Bad guys were arrested. Things went back to normal. Everything was good. So.
Yeah. And then her friend got the spinoff. I assume the show ended because the other dude got the spinoff.
What spinoff?
He got Action Jackson.
I don't know.
I think her friend was the black kid who played Action Jackson. And then he went on another.
Action Jackson.
Yeah, no it was called Action Jackson.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then he got another show where everyone got to see, like, passed out and saw their life 6 months later.
No idea.
It was a show. It was a network show, like a Fox or something like that. But, like, it was a thing where it was. I want to say it's called The Happening, but it's not called The Happening. But, like, it was a show where everyone blanked out. Everyone in the world blanked out. And you got to see yourself, what happened to you 6 months in the future. And it happened to everyone in the world.
Okay.
And some people didn't see anything.
I know.
And they assumed that they're dead. So they just kind of gave up. Some people found out they're going to be like rich. Or
I know the show you're talking about vaguely. I don't remember the name of it.
Well, he went on that show, but he quit the show and his character committed suicide. And later he committed suicide.
Oh, really? Wow. If I remember that show wasn't all that long ago.
That actually is. If I had to give it, probably 10 years ago.
I don't even think that.
10 years isn't that long.
I know what you're talking about.
I was with who shouldn't be named. So
okay,
and it has to be at least 9 years ago.
And I was a senior in high school.
Maybe it was. Damn. I never watched it, but I
was doing the same.
The concept was the concept was interesting. I just never got to see it. Yeah, I know what you're
when
talking
it got
about.
To people who didn't see. They went to these secret like party places like at night. People who didn't see anything. Yeah. They were just doing weird like near death stuff because they knew like they were gonna die anyways.
So they thought.
Well. It ended like after the first season, so like there was no explanation of what really happened
to
people. Yeah,
I hate when shows did that. Like Surface did that.
Terra Nova did that.
Yeah, Terra Nova was a good show.
I was watching something on YouTube about that.
Wait, Terra Nova, that's the
dinosaur
Yeah, one. Yeah. That was a damn good show, and it had a big underlying mystery thing going on. It got cut after the first season. Surface only ran for one season. That was fucking good, and the ending was fucked up.
Yeah, but there were YouTube. They have a thing that I watch a thing called Abandoned, and the guy started a new thing called Canceled.
Oh, nice!
And now he's starting to do shows that he used to like one season shows or shows that just got developed and never happened. So he started his first one with Terra Nova last night. He just barely uploaded it. So
it was a good show.
And basically, the problem is mostly expensive because they did it in Australia, and each one cost like each episode was almost like $4 million, and that's not even that's like. Even with CGI, CGI.
They could see where they'd be pricey, but it's also
like 2010 CGI is probably.
It's
really
also
expensive.
That Fox is just known for nixing shows left and right, no matter how good
he
they
mentioned
are.
That too. Like Fox does have a thing of cutting out.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense to invest so much money and then bail maybe sometimes even three episodes in or something like that.
And it could be a damn good fucking show with a huge following, and Fox will abandon it.
Well, sometimes
the following did that after its third season, the last four episodes. They got word that the show's canceled, so fuck it. Instead of waiting 4 weeks and doing one episode, play two episodes this week, play two episodes that week, we're done.
Yeah, just done it.
And it sucks because they just need one more season to wrap up everything. It was so good.
And back in the day, some places would cancel, but they'd probably play the rest like during the summer where no one cared.
Yeah.
And they was like, well, we'll play them, just not now, and we'll just do this. But I lost my train of thought. It sucks to have much money, blah, blah, blah.
That's why I hate getting into shows that are out on Fox.
Well, yeah, some shows, like, I think they probably had good concept to get them off the ground, and, like, they got this far.
Yeah.
I mean, some shows never happen. So, like, to give up, and some shows just need time to breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, like, some shows would be fine. Like, some shows I've watched, too, like, just get past season one, you're good. It's a good show. Just season one sucks. Or like halfway through season one, start watching you. It picks up and it's a great show, and it ends up being one of your favorite shows. And like some just panic, like oh, not enough numbers, fucking cancel.
Yeah.
If you give stuff at least, what would you give a shitty show? Even a shitty show, like two seasons, three seasons.
A shitty show? No, a mediocre.
No, but
it's
you
got
have
to, it's. You but
like
tell
okay,
it's going somewhere? Yeah.
Well, let's say everyone's show is going to start off shitty, but it eventually becomes a good show. Sometimes start from the bat, lucky people, but some shows had to pick up. I mean, you're not watching. No one watches that first season of Doctor Who.
I would say
it's the only one I liked.
It depends. Yeah,
season nine, if you want season nine.
It depends on how many episodes in that season.
That's the Doctor I liked.
If it's a full
name him,
bald Doctor.
Mr. Googly Eyes. Yeah.
If it's a full 22 to 24 episode season.
No one gets
season,
that for a first season. It's like 13.
24 did. Gotham.
It would, they would, but it was did. A Fox one. They would ban in that shit quick as fuck if it didn't fucking do good after two.
24 and Gotham were both Fox.
They had enough buzz just to, they'd probably keep people. No.
So I would say, if something like that, and it was shitty, then no, you had your chance. But if it's only like 13 episodes and I can see the direction you're going, we'll give you a shot to pick up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, average show.
But then
okay.
As a viewer, if I'm watching, I stick around for a whole season and it just, nah, then probably not.
Yeah, most people start big and they drop off fast. And they hit their average numbers, but sometimes they're just looking at the average numbers. The average number gets too low for them.
Yeah.
It's gone. Because even Terra Nova started like at 9. And then it went to 8.
Speaking of shows.
7. I think it averaged probably like 3 or 4. Or something like that.
Speaking of shows, we did finish Westworld.
Ooh, let's talk about Westworld.
Westworld!
I'm not done.
Westworld!
Are you even watching Westworld?
It's Western time, shooting guns.
You're a feature in the show, so it doesn't really matter. What
exactly.
You do. It's like I'm talking to Roger.
I'm talking about I don't want to hear anything, though.
No.
Oh, are you sure? Then take your headphones off.
Leave the room, sir.
You go take a shit or something.
So I did when I got home.
Okay.
Go watch
now
another
I can tell you
Malcolm
something
in
that's
middle.
In there. I started to believe midway to the season, like from the conversations with Bernard and the, what's the blonde woman's name again? Character's name? The one, I believe everyone has special purpose. The one is.
Yeah. Dolores.
They're private conversations. Eventually, I started to believe that wasn't happening at the same time. Like, these are past conversations or future conversations. And eventually there's a scene where Bernard talks to her and he goes to confront Anthony Hopkins. I don't remember his character name either. And
Ford?
Dr. Ford. Yeah, Ford Prefect.
That's so hard to remember. Ford.
It's just been a while since I've seen it and
yeah,
you
I know.
Just finished it, okay?
I finished it last week.
Again, been a while since you've. I binged it.
Yeah.
Like I was done within like 2 weeks. And once you were on episode like 4. So there. No. he confronted him after a conversation with Dolores, and he cleared his mind about it. But it also made me rethink. Oh, then maybe these aren't happening at the different times he talked to him. The problem that was brought up with Dolores was talked about to me at the time, not the present time. It cleared out Bernard's, you know, conscience and everything moved on. So it threw me off. It threw me off the trail. Not until later in that fucking series you realize it does time jump.
Yeah.
And also?
That threw me out. I eventually figured that time had the time jump out. And I had to pause. I'm like, holy shit, I get it. You see, I turn him on. I'm like, you know what's going on, right? She's like, no. I'm like, the old dude is that young dude. It's showing two separate timelines or time situations.
That's kind of similar to Arrival, actually.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, shit, okay.
But that conversation, I was had that mindset until the conversation midway to the show, it threw me off that thought. And it was like, well, I got to figure out a new thing of what's going on in the show. Yeah. Like, it completely threw me off the trail, this small little scene. It completely fucked me over. I was like, I was on the right track. I was getting it. And, like, they just they fucking tricked me on that. Also, that security guard, too. The two partner security guard, and one dies.
And the other one gets taken by the Indians. You have no idea what the fuck happened to him?
I think he's a fucking host.
Maybe. But
why?
Again,
he didn't care about his partner.
Possible.
Once only mentioned her, but only believe in the story that she was on vacation.
But that's not his partner.
Also,
they're from separate departments.
In the time jumps, remember they're trekking together, you know, when they found the guy bashing
that
his head
one
up.
Time, yeah.
But he also knows she's part of the team, but also he's in the time jumps. There's a different crew. There's a different staff.
You know what? We might have to rewatch like pit together.
I need to rewatch
to
make sure,
part,
but I think
cuz I'm willing to bet everything that happens that goes on with Dolores and the young man in black.
Mm-hmm.
That's its own separate contained. Because nothing they do is ever talked about or hinted at.
We got a rogue one that's going off fucking Mark. And it's during his scenes.
I don't think
a different girl is but a different girl is talking to him about the security issue.
I don't think they're talking about that part at all.
I think they're containing that. They're containing the problems with that scene, and it's him. I think he's also a host. That's my theory on that.
Possible.
I haven't gone, you know, the Reddit and stuff like that. Sorry, people, if you're mad at me. I don't go to online. I don't care that much to break stuff down other than talking with my friends.
I kind of figured out Bernard's real identity and what was going on. That I was able to figure out made sense before the reveal. And I always had a feeling that...
I like the Asian dude.
Partner was going to be something anyway.
When the Asian dude discovered he was Bernard was a host and he starts touching his body.
Yeah.
And the chick goes like, "So shut up." I like that scene.
Yeah, I know.
He starts like,
he's testing
himself. Am I one too? How would I know?
That was good. A few things that were not wrapped up in that first season, though. Again, what happened to the security, the Q&A guy who was taken by the Indians? What happened with retired Abernathy, because they were going to use him to smuggle the data out?
Mm-hmm.
What happened with that? See, I fully expected, because, you know, they're saying how...
I think retired Abernathy might have been killed in the whole fucking incident.
I don't think so. Because, again, he was supposed to be reprogrammed and smuggled out onto the train. The same train that, what's her name, fought her way to get on in order to leave the park.
That probably won't be solved, only because I think next season's a prequel.
Next season's a prequel?
I don't think we're going to Samurai Land.
I know, I saw that. It's like, it's complicated. I'm like... That means they have a Japanese version, too. That's awesome.
You get to build a railroad.
Yeah. Anyways, so I was of the opinion, because they kept saying that, like, everything she's doing, her bid for freedom, all that, is also programmed and scripted. I was under the assumption that Ford knew what was going on and knew Abernathy was going to be smuggled out. So he was the one secretly programming her to break out, to get on that train, to take out Abernathy.
He knew that Asian guy was weak from a different... You remember the thing where he covered one up?
Yeah.
I think from that point on, he knew he could get him to... Or find a way to break him, like to do the stuff he's doing. And he, like, let a lot of people die.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Like, he was very good. Like, to save this one host, yeah, like, he just let a lot of people die.
Yeah, that dude is so screwed.
Yeah. Like, he's definitely getting fired.
Yeah. Definitely.
Not a slap on the wrist situation for that man. But I enjoyed it. And when it all comes up at the end, when it's just a demonstration for people.
Yeah. That part, yeah, that was kind of a, okay, I didn't quite expect that.
Yeah, I did not expect that. I thought that was the end of them.
I didn't alone, at first.
Alone.
I didn't at first up until, like, he's sitting there holding her on the beach and giving this big speech. Then I'm like, this seems a little too showy. And then it was. So it's like, okay, yeah, it had that feel. But the ultimate ending, you know,
I saved that for Eric.
I know.
He can kind of still hear us with his headphones off.
That I both saw coming, but was still surprised by. And then... My final thought. You know my final thought when it went black and played the music? My final thought was, okay, I get it. It's based off Michael Crichton, and it's a theme park. Did we really have to go full Jurassic Park, though? Seriously?
Yeah, what? But they started going, nah, 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 turned the black out when it went to black.
You know what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, okay, so another Michael Crichton thing has gone full Jurassic Park. Bravo.
No, it's his thing. The whole thing was from the get-go to me was Jurassic Park / Matrix a little.
Yeah.
Like, you enter the Matrix, but now you enter... Like, you go to the Matrix, and now you're in Jurassic Park. Well, again, it does in my theory. Then why wasn't the Matrix in Cowboy Times? You wouldn't have to worry about hackers because there wasn't technology then.
Well, you can get back.
They would just be regular fucking town folks living in a simple town. Little simple farm, like, you know, Western life. Like, that would be enough better to keep people, like, wrangled up
because
in the Matrix world? In Matrix world? Like,
plot reasons, Jason. Because plot reasons.
Yeah, if you want the simplest way, why just put them in a cake times with people thought life was simple? 50s. You could live in the 50s. Everything's just pretty cool. You know, back when America was great.
They had telephones in the 50s.
True, but no one had computers in the 50s.
You didn't need a computer. All you needed was a phone.
I think there's a little more to call an operator than just need a phone. They use cell phones. They probably had hacked cell phones.
They also ran to just basic landlines, and they supermanned it. And everything.
Yeah, but back then you had a woman switching out the things. That's what a communication operator. Decree got you back then. It was just basically a telephone operator. So basically you'd have to call like, what you want? And she's like, okay, sir. And she starts switching wires for you. So it would take a while to get picked up to the Matrix.
It's so weird, the whole switching wires thing, too. I've seen those switchboards. Mm-hmm. And even now it befuddles me how that actually worked.
Yeah.
I'm in the telecommunication business, and it still befuddles me how the fuck that worked.
Hey, it's a place where chicks can gab to their friends during their work hours. I'm not lying. That's what they did, okay? It's like, don't get all mad at PC police in the world.
Operators were friends with other operators from other states.
Yeah, and then guess what he did today?
Because they all would fucking work the switches and patch through to each other.
Who would want free phone calls back then? That was back when that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
Pay my fucking 5 cents. 10 cents of my money. It's half my check for a phone call. where are we on now? We switched. We lost track. Oh, what did we do today? We did count everyone's week. We got everyone's week. Everyone's week's good.
My week was okay. I don't know about good. It was all right.
No highlights. We talk to speak of. Okay, just making sure we didn't miss anybody.
So, I hit a new record on For Honor. There you go. I went 21-3 in a match, a skirmish. That was awesome.
Did you take a picture?
No, I did not.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't care if you believe
me. I killed 11 people in a round on BF1.
Nice.
Did you record it? Screenshot?
Mm. No.
I don't believe you.
I got a bunch of ribbons and stuff, too.
Well, I make sure my proof is there.
Next time I'll be showy like you, just putting videos up all times of lame shots.
Oh yeah, my proof is there.
Half the time I don't even know which the video was.
Well, I don't know you don't have the update yet. But when the update comes out, you can record back to up to 5 minutes.
That's already happened. You can do that already.
Well, no, you can preset it. But now instead of just like presetting it, they have the option to do from 15 seconds up to 5 minutes.
I thought that's already how it was. Okay, never mind.
No,
I don't record. I always assume that you can go back.
I already have the update because I'm in the preview program, but I'm not sure if the update's come out yet.
No, I haven't done it. I'm not in any program like that. I just thought when I read how to do it, because one day I did.
You can preset it.
I didn't know. I thought after, because some stuff, like, how do you do it with a shot when you shoot somebody, like a cool shot? Like, I figured you'd want to go back 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can preset it, but
I'm going to do a cool shot in 5 minutes.
Now with the preview
program. I just did a shot 5 minutes ago, or within 5 minutes.
Yeah. So this update, when it comes out, you can shoot. It has an option. So it starts off 15 seconds. You can do 50 seconds, 30, a minute, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and 5 minutes. Back.
I need to get better at no-scoping.
On Battlefield?
Yep.
Good luck.
Sniper no-scoping. Everybody down the street. Just run no-scope.
It's a pain in the ass to do.
I'm not planning to do that.
I did it a couple times.
I need to get better at iron sights. You guys both play iron sights. I can't do that.
Play iron sight.
No, I can do it on some guns, but it's very slow going for me. And the gun is usually a gun that shoots faster, like fucking either the Magotti on fucking trench or fucking the sweeper.
I use the MK3 infantry. That's the iron sight one I use.
Yeah, I know what that is.
That's the best one.
I don't use that for my sniper.
Anyways, this is why everything works good.
We gotta move on to the more lively stuff. What else we did? We watched
Lively.
What made the ass party?
At Chicken Sliders.
Oh shit! This man getting wild here. Fried chicken. No bake for you.
Sounds racist.
We saw Logan today.
God, we did. Why?
Oh, what?
What?
Huh? We've seen him die.
What's going on?
It's a weird thing to say after we saw one of the most awesome movie of the year so far.
Okay.
I mean, no, actually, the awesome movie of the year I saw so far is...
You're right. I did watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them today.
That's so last year. It was part of last year's Oscars. It's a last year movie. Don't believe that you saw that within this year.
I watched it today.
Mm.
Okay, I actually did.
You're right.
I did.
These costumes aren't that great. Yes, we got to see the Logan film.
We luckily got to see it.
Mm-hmm. Just barely made it.
Yeah.
We had to sit in the back.
Damn.
So, what'd you guys think?
I liked it.
You want to go beat by beat, or you want to thoughts, opinions?
I liked it. That was good.
The best part was the beginning.
That was perfect. Like, yes, it was. It was very condescending head nod to you.
It was, yeah.
He put his hand on your shoulder like, yes, it was, Steve. It was a very good in the beginning. It you were very brave.
You is correct.
Really, just the beginning?
Yeah, it was Deadpool. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's how the very, very, very...
The very beginning. Very. Yeah.
What should have been on the end credits? Is there? I did like it. There's a couple of things I... Yeah, not really anything. I did like it.
I liked it.
I don't see...
It's fucking hilarious.
It didn't really give me an idea of how to put that suit on.
No, it doesn't.
Because I know there's a zipper in the back. I don't know how he got to that front. Because look, he put it on and the back is already set up. So like, I don't know still how he got that suit on because there's no zipper in the front of that suit.
Well, just like...
Or I didn't even see him put the face mask
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You don't see him put the mask on, but then the shot, he just stops and turns. You see the mask.
I'm waiting like, okay, put your legs through. Like one leg went through, and next thing you know, he's putting the back on. I'm like, wait a minute, you skipped a couple steps in this thing.
Yeah. Either way, it's still fucking hilarious.
Colin Farrell's still in there.
It's all like the Superman thing and the music.
And it did get long, and then I did really start thinking like, hey, wait, that guy's still fucking struggling. Like, how long is argument gonna happen with this fucking this fucking mugger?
It was a long argument, yeah. Too.
Even when it got shot, he's still like, oh, okay. Like, I don't walk out now. I still need to carry up and put this on. Yeah. I thought he was going to come out half-dressed.
Oh, he just pauses.
Yeah, he just looks back like, oh, shit, a gun went off.
Let me see ass cheeks right on the glass.
Steve's favorite part.
It was funny.
Favorite part.
Yeah, it was. The struggle.
I also trying to think of that timeline. Like,
just call him glass cheeks.
The old, I thought it was part of the Logan movie film still.
Well, you see it walking in front of a theater that's, you know, saying now playing Logan.
True. Well, that, but, and on that part, the lights got a lot darker when that trailer came up.
Yeah, it was already starting the whole, like, you know, it's time to start the film, like, last thing, that whole thing.
Yeah,
I
well,
got
the,
that too.
It's the part reason being is because, you know, we waited for an end credit scene. I guess so they stated this, instead of doing an end credit scene, they did the Deadpool as a pre-credit
Wait,
scene.
Wait, they didn't do the, like, you know how every theater has, like, oh, turn off the cell phone things? They didn't do that.
Thank God, because I hate that shit.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, that's
I don't miss that shit.
Nope. Does Harkins have one? I can't remember.
Harkins has a thing, but it was just like a little video to get snacks again.
Then, okay, is Regal the one with the popcorn that blows up and like the 3D one kind of thing?
It's like your drive. It's on
the roller coaster.
Yeah, okay. The roller coaster one.
Yeah, I don't remember what the fuck Harkins does in.
I don't think Harkins does anything.
It's a simple like get Coke shit and stuff like that. It's not that. It's not that short.
I would think
it's
like,
very short.
I would think
it's
that
very,
like
very
you
short.
Walk in, the people on the side
I don't
say,
think I've
hey,
ever seen it.
It says Harkins. It'll come up and do Harkins. It'll just Coke snacks
turn your phone
and then
on
like
shut
Harkins.
The fuck up.
But I don't think it implies like turn your phone off and shit.
Use your phone. Enjoy
well,
yourself.
Movies shouldn't have to tell you this nowadays. It should
it
be
should.
A common fucking
It has
knowledge.
To, though, because people are dumb.
Yeah, they are. They're
rude.
Inconsiderate fuckers.
Assholes. Pieces of shit. Yep. No lice of the earth. Napping through films.
Mm-hmm.
Talking playing, the whole movie.
Playing games on the films. Bringing babies into theaters.
Yeah, see, Eric, stop bringing your baby here.
It's going to be Roach soon.
I know, that's going to have a new world, Roach. Okay, thing about Roach. Roach isn't here today, but I'm going to talk some shit on him because he ain't here.
That's right.
He's getting fat.
Stupid beard.
I don't know if it's the t-shirt, because I've never seen his ass in a t-shirt.
That was a really long, loose-fitting t-shirt.
He looks big in that t-shirt, which means like he's covering stuff up. It looks like a new shirt, too. Like, I have to buy this now, because I'm getting
when
fat.
When he walked up to get the ticket from me, I did not recognize him. I was like, who the fuck is this guy looking like walking and nodding at me? Like, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Cholo, get away from me.
I did not recognize him at first. I even told Eric, like, oh, fuck. Dude, that's fucking... Dude,
some gangsters coming to fight me, Eric. Back
weird.
Me
I didn't even recognize him. I'll be right back.
And I told Steve not to talk to me in public.
He did.
Well, you said that you talked to him in public by talking to him
I died a little inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I dyed it inside when I saw know, that haircut know, and that like, fucking weird, whatever that setup is for his mustache.
I kind of did. He's like, there's Roach, and I looked, and I'm like, where the hell is he at?
If he, like, until, he had a bucket over his... Up. Okay. Like a chin strap. It's a busy chin.
Yeah, exactly.
That broke.
Yes. I don't know what he's going for there, but...
It does not look good.
Yeah. Best investment ever.
If he has it next week, we'll take a picture and put it on the Ripton Half site. I mean, last week he had the bald head with something, right?
He is balding.
I know, he shaved off, like his whole head was shaved. He's still bald. Was that last week or the week before?
He's younger than us and he's balding. He's
still bald.
He has thinning and balding hair.
That's still bald.
No, like the whole front side. No, I noticed this, like, looking at his hair today. I was like, holy shit. That
yeah, the man has no job and he's about to have a kid.
Wait.
Yeah. It's stressful.
He doesn't work at Joann's anymore?
He hasn't worked there for a long time. Now he drives.
If he did, he could craft himself some hair.
Now he drive. Now he's a dialery, I guess.
What?
A dowry?
A dialery.
What happened to Amazon?
I don't get that one.
He drives around retards.
Oh.
Instead of dial-a-ride. What happened to that? I thought he was working with
Erber.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was doing that.
That was just me. Erber. Even I feel ashamed of that one. Derber. I don't know.
Derber.
What happened to that?
What happened to what?
I thought he was like doing, yeah, working with us with special.
He still does it. I mean, that's what he does. Still.
Oh.
Is he gonna, and someday he's going to work with Steve. I just say he's not having a job.
He's not going to come work with me.
Yeah, he's going to be a nuclear technician with Steve.
Nuclear? Going to come work at the nuclear plant.
Nuclear?
So, how's Logan?
Nuclear technician.
Oh, Logan? He's okay. I enjoyed it.
Chick was hot.
What was that about?
I think Steve agreed.
I did that too when I saw her on screen.
Steve fumbled.
With her intense bitch face. Ever met a child with bitch face? I did.
I thought she played a good part.
She did. Well, what? She didn't talk.
She made it good.
I think she
children should be seen, not heard.
And I think she did all her stunts, too. I think she did all her own stunts, too.
She did a lot of it, yeah.
It sucks that... Okay, well, no. I'll say that final lines at the end. I did love it. I mean, is this a rated R film?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering why, like...
Well, that's why they were cussing so damn much.
When I heard the first fuck, I was like, okay, they wasted their first fuck in the beginning, and that's it for the rest of the movie.
No, there's plenty.
And then people started dying, which is only happens in R movies, not PG-13 movies. PG-13 movies, robots get killed. Or gray faces. No, because
Wolverine, he killed in the X-Men films, too. They just weren't...
No blood.
Bloody big old messes.
Yeah, and when it got to this, it's great.
And the little girls threw heads across the ground.
I did like, and Eric and I were talking about this in the car earlier, is like Professor Xavier as an old man cursing his head off.
He's like a grumpy old
man. Like, he's no longer a sophisticated character anymore. He's like, he's just old and
it's
fucking
great.
Fuck this.
It was brilliant. I liked it.
That with
I
all
loved
your
it.
Fucking shit. Like, he's just like his character in his new show, practically.
They've
he's
been
girl
it.
Fuck now.
The only thing I
like, he still has compassion in him, but like,
only
he'll,
thing,
also, he'll give shit back now.
The only thing
like
that
he wouldn't have the
that,
composure he used to have. He just gives shit back to him.
The only thing that could have made that better if they give him Tourette's. They would have given him Tourette's.
He practically does.
That's it. That's
but
Oscar
I
right
did
there.
Love the concept. Like, okay, what if someone who has a very powerful mind, you can control people, like can read thoughts, put ideas in your head. Suddenly his brain's not functioning. He can get seizures. He can, have Alzheimer's if he had.
He's
that.
Getting old. Yeah.
Yeah. And like when having those powerful powers come into effect when you are aging, your brain's not working the same anymore.
Yeah.
Like that to me was an incredible concept to me. Like, oh yeah, Professor X getting old. Like, what if he did have like dementia or some shit? Like dealing with someone, a person like that with special powers. That's insane. So I did like that. And the hint that he pretty much killed every mutant in the world.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Okay. It seemed like a weird hint like that. But then to me, he would just be hooked up to Cerebro and had a seizure.
No,
the only way to do it that way would be hooked up to Cerebro, have a seizure, and then kill everybody.
Yeah.
Which could have happened. You don't know when his first seizure happened.
That's true. I would assume it's a New York incident they kept referring to where over 600 people were injured, and it literally cut short right before he stated
like
he killed off the X-Men.
Yeah.
Says, the implications is that Xavier killed the X-Men.
As opposed to the other story where
Wolverine did it. Now,
maybe this clone did.
It's going to be hard for me to really say anything without, like, explaining certain things going on tirades. Do you guys have your moment, and then I'll do mine. Go ahead.
I liked it. Done.
Have your moments before I shit on it all.
I was surprised she understood English.
it was an English company, so of course.
Yeah, that's why
she knows English and Spanish.
No, she spoke like, Spanish. She only listened in Spanish. They're in a Mexican hospital.
No, that's what I think, dude. I was like, there's no way those kids did not know.
And this
fucking
kid
English.
Only knows English. Well, she didn't talk, so I assume she only knew Spanish and didn't talk, just because she really didn't understand things going on, or only knew certain words and phrases. Yeah. So that's why she just kind of just observed around.
She was Wally. She's Wally for the first half of the movie. Mm-hmm.
And to me, she's just at times just a feral animal, which is weird.
Yes.
I mean, they're supposed to be trained killers, but they're not. They're killers not wanting to be killers and running away, but she still has, like, this feral instinct to start
just
raging
in her.
And killing people.
She had Logan in her. That's what I expect.
Yeah, a little bit of Logan in, yeah. That's your little girl.
Logan always wants to kill. She wants to kill. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Steve's not here. So, at the end, when the main character dies.
Professor Xavier?
Who's the main character?
Professor
know.
Xavier.
The Sentinel dies.
The black family.
That chick is still gonna. That little girl is still gonna be a feral killer.
She'll be assassin.
It will take as long as he did to learn to be a better person.
I'm pretty sure later on in the series, she's gonna be an assassin or something.
Yeah, dead inside, a dead killer.
Yeah,
she'll be.
She gonna team with Deadpool.
No, like she kind of. The only reason I kind of still wanted him alive. Spoiler.
So I didn't cry.
No, to guide her.
Yeah, there you go. Spoiler alerts abound, everybody, just so you know.
Professor Xavier dies, and the black family dies, sorry.
I feel bad for that family, but it just takes me back to the farmhouse family when he first got his powers. And fucking...
When they got sniped? Or
Yeah, they got sniped. Like, just any nice people he meets dies. And like, it's that,
but he said it. He mentioned it.
When I saw that family, once they took it in that family, I was like, oh, they're dead now.
Oh, yeah.
They're
just dead people. I already assumed that they're going to die. Yeah. When I seen those trucks, I would have thought they were the fucking army trucks. I'm pretty sure everyone thought that. Like, oh, fuck, they got there quick.
But I really want to know what Steve thinks, only because I know he doesn't like it.
But the albino went balls out in the end. I'll give him credit for that.
Oh, I'd like to see what the albino. I'm more surprised those guys lived.
Albinos?
No, once he... Yeah, him too. No, but like when he threw those grenades in.
Oh, yeah. No.
And like the people in the fucking thing had enough time to jump out. Like both those guys were in there. The main two main guys were in there.
No, he jumped out.
One jumped out.
The other guy was in there.
Didn't and lived. Also... Every one of those mercenaries was missing an arm.
Yeah, they were all enhanced.
Is it from dealing with those kids? Like, it no. seemed like every scene, no, one of them lost
just,
another arm. It's so
just
I
part
figured,
of being the Reavers.
I figured it was just like damage, like, well,
no, like
wrangling these kids up, this happens. No, and they repair them with, you know, cybernetic fucking arms and shit like that.
They just take crippled veterans and they turn them to that.
And now you work for us now. And I thought, like, that's the hazard of the job. But I also think that the other guy, was the guy with the glasses in the beginning? The whole movie?
I forget his name. The head of the Reavers, yeah.
Yeah. He has seemed to me like had an older version. That means he only had it happen him once. Like, I learned my lesson, and I've kept this very prehistoric version of a mechanical arm. Whereas the other guys who worked in that team had a little more advanced arms on them.
It seemed like their enhancement was based on the needs of their roles.
I don't see why he.
One of them had more of like a grabbing claw type, meant for, you know, catching like a feral animal around the throat to drag him. You know, it can extend out and just had the pincers. Others were a bit more muscular in design. Some were more like Anakin Skywalker's, very bare boned. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends on what role they fulfill in that company.
To me, I thought he lost it. It's like never again. So he kept the same old version. as a reminder.
Mm-hmm. That he's useless?
Yeah, now he is useless. Some scenes, the hand moved very fluidly, like a real hand, and sometimes it did seem clunky.
That he's one with the earth now?
When he flecked in, the fingers flipped backwards.
Yeah. There's some scenes that it just looks slow and clunky as opposed to smooth like a hand would. But it makes sense, but... they haven't got it right yet. Not in the next 10 years, not going to get it right. I also like the future isn't that different, which is nice, because I remember what movie...
It's only 12 years from now.
Yeah, there's another movie that did that. It was supposed to be the future, but for the most part, other than slight changes, everything was exactly the same. Mm. And I liked that. It was a shitty movie, but I liked how they portrayed the future that way because, yeah, it takes a long time for things to change around here.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like...
Oh, we'll be dead by
when they show the future, like, the future's all spaced out, futuristic, the whole infrastructure, everything's going along with this new infrastructure. It's like, no, everything takes time. It takes a lot of money. It may be this, like, in this city... downtown, but it's not this way when you drive like 60 miles
movies,
away.
Now, movies nowadays, they've kind of learned their lessons about the movies and video games. So instead of having it take place in like, you know, 20, 30 years from that point, it takes place hundreds of years. That way, it's not like, well, we're going to say 30 years like Back to the Future did, and it's, no, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, same like watching 2001.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're not there, and we haven't even been to those planets yet.
Yeah, we're nowhere near that shit. What are you talking about? That's
we
why
haven't colonized shit.
That's why most movies and games now, when it comes to that type of future, it's always like 100, 200, 300 years into the future. Mm-hmm. It's like way the fuck out there.
Tell them your thoughts on the film. I'll be back.
Go ahead, Eric.
I liked it.
Nah, uh-huh. Keep going. Something. Elaborate.
Like, from beginning to end, I thought it was good. I thought it was, like, entertaining, actually enough. I like how, like, serious and kind of in-depth it got, like, really, really, really deep. Like, it made you think, like, oh, fuck, man, this is pretty fucked up. Like, a lot of the parts. Especially, uh-huh. It just seemed like, it was just, like, crazy seeing, like, Logan old, limping. Like, just like, fucking, struggling.
Yeah.
And, like, just, you know, everyone's used to him just, like, fucking being a badass, going out there, going crazy. But actually seeing him be, like, you know, like, fuck, dude, he's human now. He's, like... He's pretty much mortal at this point, you know.
No, he's not as, like, uber, fuck everything.
Yeah, fucking flying from person to person and just, like, you know, spinning around on the crown of a fucking, you know, the Statue of Liberty.
I'm not done with you, bub.
That's one of my favorite scenes when he fucking gets the claw and just spins around.
Makes no sense whatsoever either.
But, yeah, that and then like how like it's crazy because like he doesn't really grow with the little girl, but then like at the same time it like you could like it just does it works
the they way get that bond
yeah it work yeah. It works, you know, and it's like cracks me up like the way he just like starts talking, all right, shut the fuck up, like, you know, yelling at this fucking little girl. But I don't know, I mean, I can see people,
that's right, child abuse, it's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't know how they didn't get stopped once or anything, like by authorities or, but they were like backwoods, I guess, the whole time. Or, you know, I'm pretty sure that the guy really would report a Jeep getting stolen or whatever the hell that car was.
Yeah, no explanation as to how she took his Jeep. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm wondering if she killed him and his dog or. I was on the right side.
Mine is
Catholic. Okay, that's yours.
Yeah, I had wondered that too.
I was making sure.
But overall, I thought it was a good movie. I mean,
I liked it. It was R and it's really bloody, good violence.
Theatrical. I thought it was great. I thought it did what it did. It wasn't like cheesy either. I don't think it was cheesy. I don't think they put any like cheesy parts. I think it was just pretty much straightforward. And like I said, it almost got me a couple times. I almost teared up. I was like, man, that's pretty deep. Mm-hmm.
Seen his body all torn up when he finally took his shirt off. That was fucking crazy.
Oh, the biggest fucking wounds.
Yeah,
the scars and stuff.
Yeah, like real cuts in him, like chunks of
the scars I get, but like that huge fucking just
ripping his whole body right there.
After the first time he took on X-24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X-24 is a problem I have a little.
Go ahead.
What, Terminator?
Well, yeah, they did the CGI younger look, like slash younger slash similar to him, I guess. I almost thought, since we saw Deadpool earlier, that was the joke in there. Like, oh. He was going to come back.
From X-Men Wolverine. That would have been
good. Like, he's going to be him again. It's like, because they showed the whole thing. Like, they combined other mutant things and parts of him. And so he's all just a mangled fucking Frankenstein. That would have been
fucking funny.
They show his face. Like, it would destroy the whole movie, though. But, you know, like, the whole tone of the whole film. But, like, to me, that would have been a great surprise. Like, maybe they're going to fucking put... Like, for a brief moment, it's like... Hey, maybe that was a clue. They're gonna put fucking Deadpool in there. I just didn't, because I haven't been paying attention to the news or anything like that. So,
nah.
Like, maybe I missed this. Ooh, no. It just saw some douchebag version of him. Also, the second I thought when it came when he met the kids, and it kind of happened for a brief moment.
Oh,
I was like,
wait.
Oh, this is just the second half beyond Thunderdome.
And that's a problem I had,
they
get, too.
Because they cut his face. They cut his hair. I was like, oh, now he's going to be Captain Walker.
That's a problem I had, too. He's just going to be. How the fuck did those kids get there by themselves? Like, there's
whoever
no adults.
Helped them get there or dead.
I know. Like, what the fuck happened to people that like, helped them there, got them there?
That's
like,
why I assumed I thought they were dead. Because, like, okay, they couldn't get away by themselves. They all just. She just opened the door and only saved one kid.
Oh, no. She opened the door and said a bunch of. What it was supposed to be is a bunch of different staff and employees, nurses, everything. Each took a kid and fled. It just shows her in that video releasing all the doors to get the kids out. And the last door she opened was Laura's because that's who she's taking.
Mm-hmm.
But where are the adults? Another thing I had, too, is like...
You think they check like, phones in that type of facility? Well, like, you couldn't bring a phone in.
And it seemed like...
Well, not to mention, some of the recordings she made in there, I'm like, number one, how did there's you record? No way you
they
recorded
you
that.
Record that yeah.
Oh. Number two... How the fuck did you edit all
no,
of this
me and
on
Roach,
a phone?
Me and Roach, that, me and Roach, that too. No, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible you can edit this on a phone like that.
Not like that.
Yeah, you can edit on a phone like that. But we're like, when did she have the time to do that?
During the long trip trying to escape.
She's driving.
I thought it's funny. As,
that girl can drive. That's probably why she's
able
to drive.
Another thing, too, I was like,
I'm editing.
How come these kids feel, it's like, these kids barely found out they have like powers. It seemed like, you know, they knew their powers at a young age. Like,
and they're trying to train them as
like,
killers.
Yeah, they're so undeveloped, like bad. Like when they like when he lifted the car or when she like used the wood, it seemed like they were using it for the very first time ever.
Well, they didn't like using their powers.
Regardless of that, they should be a little.
They probably
more
forced their powers through stress or something like that. Same thing they did to Deadpool. Like, you know, and that's the only time they ever releases. When they're younger, like, and they can't control it when they're younger either, so that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they basically early force them because they're very little kids. Like, they wouldn't have those powers a little later in life, I'd imagine. I don't know the made-up world they have. Except in some cases they have a baby that's crazy. So it can be anybody. Never mind.
And
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I thought it was a little... I got a little, like, weird. Like, I thought it was funny. Is when everyone's seeing the little fat black kid having trouble running. That's the part where everyone decides
everyone
to start laughing.
Oh, when you laughed at one joke and everyone laughed at a separate joke? That's another time that happened. Okay. Is it that time?
I laughed a lot.
There was a joke that was really more inside. Like, if you were paying attention, you got it. And we laughed, but then, like...
Oh, yeah, no one else...
A shittier, dumber joke happened, like, seconds later, and then everyone in the theater laughed.
I know,
so
that happened a lot.
I can't remember what that
was.
Well,
not everybody
has
as sophisticated.
It wasn't even that, like, a back... It wasn't that inside. It was just, if you paid attention, you'd got it.
I noticed that happened a lot.
And there's a couple scenes that just, like, wait a minute, like, we're laughing here, and, like, we think that... No, we're not laughing there. I don't know. Yeah, I wish I could remember that joke.
Again,
I gotta see it again.
We have
that.
A little bit more sophisticated humor.
I guess.
That's as lowbrow as
it was
our
a very
show.
Lowbrow joke, and like that's when everyone laughed. It was like, oh, that's okay, whatever. So I was thinking, like, well, then probably everyone's wondering why Eric laughed at that one scene. Because you laughed the loudest. Like, some scenes, like, you're the only one laughing. Like, you're only here laughing at that theater.
Well, no, because I like the killing. I thought it was funny.
I know, when people died, like, you just hear...
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great. I loved it.
And some of those killings are fucking shocking, like, fucking out of nowhere. Like, oh, shit. Like, I'm not expecting this from these type of movies.
The
really.
Casino.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, and he's just walking through everybody in the head. And you'd see him, too, like, they turn their eyes, and they know they're fucked, and they had that scared look in their eyes, fuck.
People didn't laugh about the killings.
There was quite a few
psychotic scenes
where it just made me go, oh, God.
Yeah, like, that's fucked up, man.
Because it shows it so bad.
Yeah.
The dude got stabbed through the back of the head, and it comes out, the claws come out the side of his face.
I was like,
oh, fuck.
I think it was like just seeing a little girl just fucking rip a grown man that shreds his
head.
Yeah.
That was great.
Like, holy crap. Yeah. It's hilarious.
And then during like really important like scenes, or real quiet scenes, or real time, this baby could come out of nowhere in this scene. Just like
he enjoyed the movie.
It cried like once, but
I can't stand people who bring like babies to film.
No, there's a fucking daycare. I told Eric, right? Like, there's a daycare center here, right?
You know what? I was really.
There is a place. There's a place to watch your kid.
It's $8. You don't want to pay for it.
Fuck you, you're goddamn cheap ass. You took a baby to an R-rated film.
My niece loves that place.
But seriously, it's like, okay.
You're one of those assholes, too, taking babies to R-rated films.
No, what's that really
say? She's not a baby.
What's that really say about you as a parent? Because knowing that babies have they have sensitive ears in their development and everything. So you're going to take them to a place
with
low light other than bright light coming from a screen with fucking loud ass sounds coming from everywhere, surrounded by all these people. God knows what germs they have and everything. And you're taking your little child into this fucking room.
Yeah, I farted by that kid.
Not to mention the fact that you're taking a child who's going to make noise and not be settled for 2.5 fucking hours to make noise over this movie that everybody else has paid to see.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking rude in their part. Like,
it is very rude.
Leave the fucking room.
It's bad
parenting.
Leave the
theater. Leave your kid in that little daycare center they provide for you. Leave it at a real babysitter, someone you know.
Shit, Alistair didn't even get to see his first film in theaters until he was 4.
See, that's perfect. See, skip it. I would say 5. But a kid's film. 4 is a good age.
For a kid's film. One that won't be at.
And even that was at Sterling Cinemas, where it's a cheap-ass lowbrow.
He didn't say anything like
theater.
It wasn't a first. His first film was not a kid's film.
Knowing Steve and let Alistair watch, I can imagine.
No, because he didn't respond very well. Like, he saw this. Like, no, you just like,
no,
moved
I don't,
on.
I don't remember.
So I thought maybe like his first film was actually an R-rated film.
I don't remember what his first theatrical film was. I know
Eyes Wide Shut.
When he was like about 4 or 5, because he got real big into the Three Stooges at the time I took him to see that film.
It's weird.
But again, his first films were at Sterling Cinema, where there's hardly anyone there.
Kids are more vulnerable these
days,
though.
It wasn't a big thing.
Or during the day.
I watched
like
some fucked up shit
where, like, no one's there.
That's what it was.
Or a movie's been out for a couple weeks where no one's there.
Mm-hmm. I watched some fucked up
shit. I mean, I still hate it because it's a little quieter and it's a lot better, but
like,
it's
remember,
just annoying.
I remember I was like,
Harkin's great, except for the people. That's
I think I was like 5 or 6.
Say about that place.
And the first time I was 5 or 6, I was watching fucked up movies. I was watching RoboCop, Ultra Predator. I watched Man's Best Friend.
Yeah. I saw
Beast.
Freddy's Dead, Final Nightmare.
A lot of people don't know that movie, Beast. I think it was called Beast. It was weird. I don't remember a lot of it, but all I remember was like a dog person or something like that, and they fucking like murder people.
I really got taken
like,
as a kid.
They like raped people. It was fucking weird. Weird as fuck. We watched it as a kid. We rented it. We didn't know what it was, and unfortunately,
it sounds like an amalgamation of different films I know of.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like that. It's kind of like a version of that cat movie. Remember the girls turn into cats, like cat girls.
The panther ones, or
no. It was like actually like they're like fucking. They turn into cats, like house cats. And they fuck people up. Like they hate men. I'm pretty sure they hate men in that movie.
Again,
like
it sounds like a mix of different.
They
films
made three
together.
Of them. I'm pretty sure they make 3 of those movies.
They made 3 movies of chicks who turn into cats.
Yeah,
I haven't seen.
Why do I
know?
I
think you'd see that movie.
I know.
Like I gotta look it up. I'll
movie.
Look it up and I'll let you know.
When yeah,
sexy
please
chicks
do,
turn into
again,
cats.
But it sounds like what you know.
Both films you're describing right now sounds like an amalgamation of different films that you're blending together.
When hot pussy turns into pussy cats.
No, but no, that's an actual movie. The one I'm talking about. I remember that one clearly. The cat.
Like the dog one, to me, sounds like a generic werewolf mixed with Man's Best Friend and humanoids from the deep.
A little bit of Chud.
But the beginning of the movie is weird.
I have not seen Chud.
The beginning of the movie is like this lady describing this creature and saying like how like it puts its paws in her fucking asshole and her pussy. It was fucking weird. It's so fucking weird.
That sounds weird.
But no, you know, the problem I had that the Logan movie is, where did the bouncy ball go? I thought we have a bigger part of
what
the movie.
What was in that backpack she wanted to protect so much?
They had the backpack. Right? The files? Yeah, they brought it with them. The files, her picture.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering what was
the but whatever.
The happened. Biggest thing was the files.
Also, okay.
What happened
they,
to the
comic
ball,
book?
Though?
They talked about the comic book.
Oh, the comics were in there too.
I thought there
those
were
are comics made specifically for the film. They're prop comics.
Not about that.
Wow.
He was talking about like these sort of happened, taken by writers and fucked up.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna name the writers, and the name of the writers would be hints of like
yes, I thought that
you know
too.
Of other mutants who can foresee stuff or see things further.
Mm,
have, or have some perception.
So you're looking at character throwaways.
But, yet, but like it would explain how the comic had the right information.
But yet we don't know yet either because you know, like, we don't
it
know.
It would give a throw-off line to the writer or artist so it would actually say like, this is why
but,
it kind of links to me because the writers or artists mm-hmm. is also a mutant who has some sort of perception.
But we don't know that yet because we don't know.
Kind of like the guy from Heroes who could paint the future.
Yeah,
we don't. We don't
his comic book future. His comic book issues eventually.
We don't know. We don't know yet because we don't know who they were talking to go to the border. So they could have been the people that created, you know, what I mean, the comic or whatnot.
Oh no, because they give the
hidden way to find their passage. Like, no, so, you know, like
they give the idea that songs. The comics have been out for a while. The comics have been around for a while, type of thing. So it's more you got to think. Look at what happened in all the X-Men films. Shit was public. Everybody sees it. It's not like it's just swept under the rug. Everyone got neuralized, whatever.
But I
you
figure
know.
Like whenever went,
for, you know, nobody dying. Waved a magical wand said, "Forget a kiss."
Then you have those technology.
So of course. You're going to have comic writers who are, you know, they're aware of, people are aware of the X-Men, but we're going to make it grandiose. We're going to tell these things that we are aware that we saw
in
the
news,
but
it's a good place
really
for
blow them up.
Mutants and mutant sympathizers to hide and blend in good stories, you know, real stuff or stuff that's going to happen in the real story.
Yeah. No, I get you.
Because it is dismissive. Like, this is a crazy woman
you
who got
some think,
comic books.
Things like that go on in comics nowadays. Just like if a good one during the presidential election, Marvel Comics actually came out with an issue led by the new Marvel Girl, the Inhuman who can stretch and everything, who happens to be a minority, and the whole comic issue is her rallying other minorities to go vote for Hillary Clinton. So they use that shit in comics nowadays. So it's not a far stretch to think, even in that world. People writing X-Men comics, they're going to be mutant sympathizers.
Not when it's
and
a very specific detail in a story, unless like they assume people know that story, and they use that same location that was.
Who knows what Charles Xavier implanted in somebody's mind?
If
at
someone
one point.
If someone got a hold of those prop comics, how much do you think they'd be worth? Someone would buy them for?
Oh, a lot of money for a prop movie comic in the film.
Compared to an actual real comic, dick.
I don't think so. I think
official
I think
movie
someone,
prop. Yeah.
Nah.
We work a lot of them.
That's well, one of it's one of a kind.
Yeah, it's probably like 10 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like those Harry Potter letters, you can buy a shitload of those. But actual on film ones, worth a lot of money. Like the ones that were seen in scenes, they were probably either destroyed or fucking, you know, probably just destroyed.
Given away to people.
Yeah, people who were part of the set kept one. But like the fake ones that come out of the shitty ones that come out of the fucking chimney, those ones, they have a shitload of those. You can get a couple hundred bucks of those.
All right, so I'm going to give you the option. We can pause real quick while I make a drink, or you can talk to amongst yourselves while I make a drink. But after I make a drink...
Ooh, I got to talk to Eric.
But after I make a drink, it'll be my turn to shit on this film.
Oh, well, you can pause. All right, we're going to take a little break. And when you come back, we're going to get fucking Steve's...
My take on...
He's going to tear down the Wolverine.
Logan.
Oh, that's all the time we have, folks.
And that's it for Rip the Nav.
Hashtag the D-clawed Badger. I'll be back.
How long did you think of that?
It just came to me, actually.
You're talking about X-23?
Yeah.
In three,
okay.
Two, so. One. No, ripped
we're
in
going.
Half.
We're going.
Oh.
Yeah. We're back. We're back.
Wake up, ripped in half. And we're back.
You say wake up, ripped in half.
Wiki.
In the
fresh.
Morning. Yes.
Ripped in half in the morning.
That's how you start. That's how you start your morning.
That's our morning show. Intro coming soon.
Yeah.
So... On to Steve now. Steve, what did you think of the film?
He loved it.
Came out with a big grin on his face. Pants all wet. I'm surprised he had these feelings that he tried to slowly express to us.
I seen.
He hated it so much he pissed his pants.
I seen joy in his face and laughter. Now I'm interested. I'm interested
why. The sparkling
why.
Twinkle in the eye.
I did
it was
see
that
all
baby.
That.
It was that cooing baby that fucked that whole
I
film
I did
up
see all that. The baby did go coo, 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 coo.
I missed most of the trailers because I waited for Roach.
I both liked and did not like it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a hard one for me. It really is. Cause
the abrupt ending, almost seemingly abrupt ending?
No, not even that. I mean, I like it because, you know, it's fucking Wolverine. And it was violent. It was rated R and all this. It's just, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, predictable. A lot of this has been done. I've seen this in other films. Lackluster. I really don't like what they did with Xavier and Logan. I don't like it.
Explain. Explain. Explain.
Okay, well, first off, when they announced the film, they said it was going to be really loosely based off Old Man Logan.
He's old.
And I had told you that, like, it's going to be, like, extremely loose because there's no way the fuck they can do Old Man Logan. And, in fact, it was so extremely loose. The only things they share in common is that, okay, Logan's older and Logan goes on a field trip. That's it.
He's all that's healing powers.
Only, that's the only similarity.
The healing power. Nope. He's dying.
He had his healing powers just fine in Old Man Logan. He was not dying. In Old Man Logan.
Oh, that's
the
6 months
only.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah, you're thinking of the death of Wolverine.
Death of Wolverine.
And which in the death of Wolverine, he had no healing power at that point anymore. Mm-hmm. It was gone. Taken away from him. No longer. It's not that it's failing him. Oh, the adamantium's poisoning and killing him. He does not have it.
His powers at all. Yeah.
So, as far as
you're saying he's dying too early in this area.
Well, yeah.
And in the wrong reasons.
Yes, totally.
So then he should have died in last
film. They've been doing some comic book nerd. That's not how it is in the
basically
story.
The last film should have killed him. Last film should have killed
again,
him.
Again, I already explained and knew it was going to be does extremely loose.
Does
and
Fox have its own MCU universe?
No, it has the X-Men universe. That's it.
No, like, you know how the categories...
Is that why you're so upset
about it? No.
You know, like, in the categories, MCU has its own universe?
Oh, yeah.
Is Fox another sub-number or number of it, or it's in the same number?
No.
It does not even exist.
It doesn't exist.
Okay.
That's how... You want to know how fucking crazy Marvel is about this right now? There's
a 1,000-page pamphlet on
no,
it.
No, in the comics... They got rid of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I know
they
that.
No longer
I
exist.
Know that stuff. I know that.
And
stuff.
The X-Men, most of the main X-Men have already been killed off. And they're doing some weird merger of X-Men and humans to no longer classify them as mutants and completely changing it. That way, from moving forward from that point on, Fox doesn't have the rights to them because they're completely different. Yeah. They don't even let them in the X-Men comics.
So they're really trying
in the X-Men comics before they started doing the change with the Inhumans, they didn't even allow the writers to create new mutants, new characters. You're not allowed to create anything. Because Fox has X-Men. You're not creating anything. No marketing toys. No, nothing's allowed.
I know that stuff. But the thing is that stupid, are they trying to create new characters for then like time will fade away and you'll forget those characters existed.
No.
So to make the new characters the big deal.
No, because they
at
still
the same
have
time having a whole cinematic universe based off very old characters.
No, because they still
because seem like very
no, because Marvel still has ongoing really good X-Men titles such as All New Wolverine, which is Laura who's taken up the mantle as Wolverine, as well as Old
In
Man.
In 2024, can I buy that Wolverine doll?
Oh. Probably not. I don't even think that toy exists.
Pretty big, dude.
I know.
It's like a G.I. Joe set.
It was.
It's an old G.I. Joe set.
So, again, I already knew going in it was
isn't
going to be extremely
the power
loosely
of static
based.
Electricity?
Oh, yeah. Static shock? Yeah.
I would have been great if he like, had to carry a balloon with him and just rub it on his head.
He rubbed his hair.
But
like it's amplified. But
or
you know,
has,
like it's,
has,
the only way to activate it is
has
that
socks
way.
And is running on a carpet.
He has rubber bands on his wrists that he just strikes over.
Okay, I agree with you. The concept of an aging Xavier with these powers, what could go awry as
age
yeah. takes
yeah.
over, and that's an interesting concept to you know examine. But at the same time...
Because this is all when they're prime. Every story we've ever seen is like the youth of their prime.
Yeah.
Not
I get that.
The end. All right.
But at the same time, I don't... I just felt so... seeing these characters that were so needlessly broken and damaged.
It was kind of hard to see that.
Feel bad for them?
It's not even just so feeling bad. It's like they're broken and damaged for needless reasons. Why? What is the point of that?
Everyone's
well, the
gone.
Logan film, same as the other one. It's
everyone's
like,
gone.
It's just
no
the point of his life.
Again.
It's another story in the section of Logan. It's not like the background was never explained in the other movie.
I don't know. It just
the Wolverine.
It just seemed like it was To see these characters just beaten down to the point that they were, it was disheartening. These characters should never have been that way. They were always meant to give hope, even after their death. When Cyclops kills Xavier in the
X, it ends Avengers with the new kids.
No, when I'm just saying, like in the comics, and when you had the Avengers versus X-Men, and Cyclops kills Xavier, it's still Xavier doing his normal thing, trying to bring hope, and you know, before he's shot down by Cyclops. To see him just brought down to this just feeble-minded, you know, out of control old man who ends up getting killed by a clone of Wolverine.
It's surprising and lackluster at the same time.
It was lackluster.
Surprising. Like, oh, shit, you died. Wait, he just died.
And while on the cusp of admitting that, yeah, he's the one who killed the X-Men. He remembers this now.
Wolverine's always known that. It's like he's admitted to anybody except himself. And he's probably done that. He probably got enough.
Lucid enough
to do that once in a while all the time.
I do like the idea that Wolverine is playing wet nurse to an elderly Xavier because he has that much respect and love for this man and everything he's done and, you know, what he did and everything.
It's not that great. I get that. Again, he's just trying to wait. He was waiting for him to die. He's assuming, like, he took the role on assuming, like, oh, he's going to die in 6 months.
What an odd job to take. You can tell he's been doing it for a while. He's been doing it for a while.
Okay, here's another thing. What an odd job to take.
Limo driver?
Yeah.
Uber driver. Yes. Uber driver.
Limo
driver.
It's lucrative, man. It's lucrative.
I mean, Uber has really picked it up in 2024. Hope for their future.
That said, see, one thing
because I was... an argument with the CEO in the back.
One thing I was really hoping for with the tie-in to the Old Man Logan storyline is that it was still going to be Wolverine who killed the X-Men. And I thought that we were going to do
that funeral scene threw everybody off. Which one?
He,
the funeral scene.
Oh, yeah.
People's predictions went crazy.
I expected
to
see certain names
in there. It just fucks up a lot of people's predictions from trailer breakdowns.
Yeah.
Like, everything, all your theories were just really fucking far off of everything.
Yeah. There's no explanation as to what truly happened with the X-Men other than the implication that Xavier killed him during one of his elderly seizures.
He had his first seizure ever and probably was so intense for him.
And he
didn't even know how to hold back.
The way I expected to happen, like, as the film progressed, because in the comics...
Some more seizure
scenes? No, in the comics, the way it happens is all the supervillains band together, and it's Mysterio who makes Wolverine see all the X-Men as supervillains. And, you know, hallucinating the supervillains, and so he goes on a rampage and kills them, thinking he's killing villains who are invading, only to find out in the end it's the X-Men. And that's what breaks him down and why he goes off to be a farm man and doesn't pop his claws. He's not violent. Unlike the Logan that's in the film, he's not a violent person. In fact, it's not even until towards the end of the comics that he pops his claws and goes fucking berserk. So I fully expected it would be kind of along the lines. It was still Wolverine who killed the X-Men, but it was because of Xavier's seizures that it fucked with Wolverine's mind and made him see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to where it was Wolverine who did it. He had the blood on his hands, but he did it because of Xavier's shit. No, that's not why. And, you know, it's pretty much Xavier who did it, you know.
So the company that they're working for, it's still Mr. Sinister's, Mr. Sinister's company? I never thinking of the film. Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, we're thinking to the last X-Men film. It's not.
Yeah, I get it. I know I'm falling now. Don't give me an explanation.
So I wasn't.
What else do you hate? Other than him being an Uber driver.
My biggest problem with the film is the Xavier and Wolverine characters. That was the biggest issues I have.
Some nerd.
It's just...
It's not like the comic.
It's not just that. It's just
my perception
these
of them.
These great characters and how they were just brought so low. They were really just brought low.
Yeah, it's a bummed out film.
I mean, I liked X-23. I liked the girl who played her.
Requiem.
And how crazy she went to see her do all the Wolverine moves, to watch them fight in tandem. That was awesome.
So her adamantium in the film is explained, like, I know you explained to me earlier before, like, she doesn't have it all over her body.
No.
She has it in her
hands. Her claws are coated. That's it.
And her feet.
Yeah, just her claws are coated.
Okay, I was thinking about her. Oh, like,
so it's not through her whole skeleton. No.
So she can get shot in the head.
Now, if she's anything like her comic counterpart, she can regrow full limbs, which kind of makes no sense because...
How do you get the anime back?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the implication for the film is that it is laced throughout her whole skeleton. That's the only thing I can think of.
Then she's constantly being poisoned as well.
Yeah.
As a child. I think she would die. She'd have a harder midlife than he has an old life.
There's no explanation as to why all of a sudden the adamantium is superseding Wolverine's healing factor.
Why not?
You're
not running 100% 100% after years. Like, it's like getting drunk and being able to bounce back.
Okay, fine.
Over time, it stops happening.
Okay, fine.
Age.
What would you say?
Your body is also breaking down constantly. It's been fighting against that for years. It's still happening at its own rate, but your body's aging faster now.
Okay, fine. So let's think of this way timeline-wise, because this movie only takes place in 2029. Okay. So the very end of X-Men Days of Future Past, let's just say that takes place after what would have been 1980? X-Men 3.
No, X-Men happens 3. In the 80s.
Sorry. No.
Future Past? I mean the Future Past Present? It has to be the first X-Men film.
You know, it takes place after all that.
No, he has to already be on board. So X-Men 2?
Takes place after all that.
No, when the future resets, he has to be around.
When it shows him with Xavier and everything, all of that takes place after X-Men 3. Because you got to think, here's our present time. Now you're sending my consciousness back into the past. So I arranged everything, which means our present versions disappear into dust because now it's a different timeline. We're reset. Still same time.
It should be still already 2024.
It's still same time, but a different version of said timeline. You know, so say like I leave right now to go change some of the past, which would then currently change my present. I still pop back at what would normally be my present, but it's an alternate timeline of said present.
I get it.
So the same thing happens in Days of Future Past.
In Future Past, the problems in Future Past should have happened. You'd probably have them very, very rapidly.
Yeah. So my point is,
the best he's at 2024 in Days of Future Past, and he's not that old.
If it's even 2024 at that point. So my point is, okay, so Logan, what is the difference in timeline to where, what, 5, even 10 years, all of a sudden his healing factor is crumbled that bad?
I mean, you're in colonial times, mid-aged.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, your
like, when's the rapid age progression begin? I don't know.
That made no sense whatsoever. I don't get that.
Yeah, I can get past that.
But, and then the MacGuffin, the film's MacGuffin, it was just so blatant it bothered me.
I'm going to look at MacGuffin just to make sure you're using it right. Keep going.
Go for it. It's the adamantium bullet.
I want you
is
to keep
MacGuffin.
Going. I want you to keep going.
It was so blatant that that's going to be used at some point. God knows when.
Well, if you bring, it's like it's a story trope. If you bring a gun in a movie, it has to be used by the last scene.
Yeah, that's what
MacGuffin
is.
You bring the bullet in.
Yeah,
it has to be.
Yeah, it's going to be used. In
something
the last
established scene. That happens. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not.
It was very blatant, and then to the very moment they introduce the X-24. You know exactly what the adamantium bullet's for. Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
No big thing there. Which also makes no sense why that killed him.
Your thing is that, given how you saw...
Logan has been shot at point-blank range with an adamantium bullet. The same adamantium fucking bullet.
That cleared his memory movie-wise, yeah.
Yes, he survives. All it did was damage his brain.
That movie never happened.
It happened at one point before the timeline was erased, but it does establish that an adamantium bullet would not kill him.
Ryan Reynolds should be in this film as well. So, no, none of that happened. Those two combine angst. One, the movie, films,
just
directors,
a,
writers
just
say this movie does not happen.
Just because a timeline has changed doesn't mean that the physical abilities of, you know, that are established in one would not carry over. It still establishes that adamantium on adamantium like that.
It doesn't even
would not fucking kill someone.
It doesn't even say he's dead then. Oh yeah, he's probably alive. That's the best you can say. He's probably alive.
Yes, I'm just saying.
But it did stop
it made
him.
No sense.
It stopped Wolverine.
It rendered him unconscious for a few minutes and then altered his memories. He forgot who he was.
This was probably a little powerful caliber bullet. So it blew half his head off, which is weird. It's animated. Well, you don't even know if he's had an animated skull.
You see Silver Dome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you saw Silver Dome when it fucking wiped the skin away. Now,
so if I want to shoot through steel, I buy steel bullets?
Yeah, see? Exactly. And then I think, okay, well, comic-wise, the only thing that is even close to a clone of Wolverine where he found himself was a android Wolverine. He has an android clone, a copy, and he fought him. But nothing in this states that this is an android. As far as you know, it's a full-on fucking clone.
Well, I thought he... Like Ryan Reynolds' character.
And I expected, number one, not to be an actual clone of Wolverine. I thought they were going to bring in Dagon, which is Wolverine's other son, his older one, who also has animania.
It's a lot to accept in one day.
Yeah.
But I also thought it'd be like Ryan Reynolds, like, why would... Okay, we don't need the kids anymore. We have this guy. So I assumed, like Ryan Reynolds' character, they just combined all those kids' powers into one guy. No, they just made another Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I had, like, why did they kind of short themselves? Like, why and he's in growing grass are doing earth, wind, or fire?
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I'm like, so we're going with the Captain Planet kids.
Yeah, because he did move that. He didn't lift that truck up. No, he lifted the dirt up.
Yeah.
That chick make plants grow.
That character is an established comic book character. The only one out of all the kids, mind you, who's a comic book established.
But when I saw him that moved the door, like, and then I said, like, heart.
I had the same thought.
I said heart.
No. Never mind.
Wind.
I mean, another aside from that, everything was just very much by the numbers. A lot of the stuff that Wolverine's going through, getting his ass kicked, not healing properly, all this. I'm like, didn't we just do this in the last Wolverine
film? No.
Bullshit.
Not at all.
The Wolverine. Yes.
I was on board for this movie more than I was the Wolverine.
He went through the same shit.
Nope, not at all.
The fucked up healing factor, getting his ass kicked and getting fucked up, being mortal, if you will.
He chose that one and decided not to happen. Eventually, it did happen to him.
No, he didn't choose it. Before he was able to end up changing it, what's her name, fucked up his healing factor.
Yeah.
The point is, though, it's like...
He chose.
We've
to
seen
lose
this already.
To save
We've
that.
Already seen this.
Right. That we're seeing? No, it's a way different story than that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. There's a kid in there, just like every last old. Like I told you earlier, like a TV show, bring in the kid, and then Captain Walker comes.
I'm just.
It works for Wolverine 3.
A lot of it was rehashed. A lot of it's been seen and done. Yeah. It's just now we get on a much more cursing and violent scale.
And he took them to Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland.
Or Canada, I didn't cover his death either. His death was very lackluster.
There's a lot of, like, the main deaths are very lackluster for every main villain or good guy.
I mean, it was awesome. He dies with this final bonding moment with Laura, and she's calling him daddy and this and that.
I didn't care
That's sweet.
To me, that's not. No, I don't. There's no connection.
I was really
enough
hoping
to do that.
I knew they were going to do a Death of Wolverine thing in this too. I was hoping then at least do it somewhat with the comics. Do it something like that. That was very well done.
Steve, you're giving yourself you're setting yourself way too much for disappointment for that.
I was disappointed.
I mean, you're still dealing with a Fox film.
I don't care. They still could have gone a little more eloquent and just really sent him out with a bang versus, oh, back and forth clawing against his clone. His daughter's fucking up his clone. Clone grabs him and slams him into a fucking tree. You're dead. You died through a tree branch. You died in the same trope that pretty much every early 90s hero fucking dies by being slammed into something that sticks out of your fucking left rib.
We need to get rid of trees. They're dangerous.
Eric's falling asleep.
That giant fucking tree bridge.
I'm running up 4 hours of sleep, so.
Yeah, you're farting when you're asleep.
You know, at least when the comics, when he dies, he dies technically of asphyxiation because he gets himself coated from head to toe in adamantium, doing it willingly to save other experiments. And even before the adamantium hardens, he goes on a rampage throughout the entire fucking facility, taking out everybody, being shot, everything, having no healing factor, fucks them all up, and then decides from that point to just down on his knees at the end of the building and one last time watch the sun rise as the adamantium hardens around his body and kills him. Very, very poetic, very nice, very sad. This,
it's good if I read
he
it.
He got
good
picked up and slammed into a fucking tree branch.
It'd be good if I read that story.
And that's it.
And if I saw that in a comic. But in real life, I fucking wouldn't buy that.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Not real life. I mean, movie-wise, I wouldn't buy that.
Along the lines, even with the children's trope, they got kidnapped. You got to go and fucking save them now. You do this and that and blah, blah, blah. Berserker barrage, all that. Cool. That would have been great.
I thought he'd be a little more berserker when he took that fucking, whatever that fucking shit was.
Yeah.
When he injected himself. I thought it'd be a little more berserk than
that. That lasted all of 2 minutes.
Like Roy Rage like crazy.
I thought he would.
I thought it was going to be like old Wolverine where he's like hops from one body to another body.
I thought it'd
body.
Be like Crank. When yeah. he finally got like the adrenaline in his body and he's running around.
And it's cool that, hey, it bursts his healing factor a little bit. But even I thought it was kind of hooky. He's like, okay, look, to show the transition of drugs, look, he's got no gray hair. And it's wearing off. Now you're going to start seeing the gray fade back into his hair. That's how you know it's wearing off. Really? Come on now.
He should have saved it because they probably would just heal them so he can function again to keep going.
Yeah.
Like if you just supplement it little by little, he could just keep going and going like for a long time. And
that's why they told him don't take it all at once.
Well, yeah, but yeah. He's trying to go
beast. He just took one it all shot. At
once. He's trying to go beast mode at the end.
I know he'd take it all at once. I mean, this note was there.
Duh.
The note was there. Right. Now don't you take it now. Once. Only watch that, don't you?
So, I mean.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm the movie.
It was all dumb. It really was.
Wow. To me, this is the best one so far.
No.
From the...
It's number one. It's the best one.
From the X-Men films or the Logan films?
Let's do both. This new one. Logan. Then X-Men. X-Men 3.
I love that first X-Men.
X-Men 3, really?
Shut up. It's my list. What's the one before the Wolverine?
First Class? No, Days of Future Past.
No, the Wolverine movie. What's the first one?
Days of Future Past.
The first Wolverine movie.
Oh, Origins?
Origins.
Yeah, then there's that one. And then Future Past. No, I didn't like Future Past. X-Men 2.
I wasn't a fan of Future Past. That shit was stupid.
Future Past.
No, wait. Not just,
the new X-Men one is at the bottom.
Well, Days of Future Past in the end were...
the Wolverine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fantastic. No, I didn't like that one. That one was all over the place.
There we go. All mine are there.
I think the second one was the best one.
The second X-Men?
Uh-huh.
Refresh me.
Stryker invades the school. People get captured. Lady Deathstrike. Magneto's in prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, yeah.
Cyclops ends up getting mind-fucked and fights Jean. The Arclight Dam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because Wolverine has to go there and kill Jean. He's the only one that can...
That's the third one.
I like to play...
She dies saving everyone, getting the Blackbird up into the fucking air before the dam swallows her whole.
Oh, yeah, and then she comes back. Or Wolverine is coming walking across and she...
And I left that theater thinking, ooh, they're going to do Phoenix next.
Yeah.
And they're going to space.
To me, the second one was the best, followed by the first one, because that's what introduced it all. It's like, yeah, the fucking X-Men. Third one.
I had an argument with you last week about that was the first one. Like, doesn't matter. Like, this one's better.
Yeah. The third one.
It's about a different movie.
Blah, Origins, horrible. The Wolverine was pretty good.
I was upset Wolverine...
I didn't care for Robo fucking Silver Samurai. That was dumb, but, you know, it was all right.
I still don't understand how he got his claws back, but apparently that's erased.
Well, just like at the end, why the fuck was Professor X back? But it apparently got erased.
He's an astro projection.
No,
I was upset that Wolverine did not ride a motorcycle in this movie.
He's in the body of his twin brother, just projecting himself around.
He doesn't have a twin brother.
Yeah, it's at the end of the second or the third.
There was somebody totally different.
Isn't his twin brother?
No.
Who is it?
It was just some random guy who was in a fucking coma for years. Who was in a permanent vegetable state.
I think you're thinking of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
No, I'm not. Nice try, though. Yeah.
Hey, that was really good if you think about it. All right.
First Class was horrible. Apocalypse was horrible. I do think Apocalypse is better than First Class. Either way, they all both sucked ass.
Oh, I didn't like Apocalypse.
I didn't like First Class.
I didn't like either of them. I'm just saying. Oh, I don't like either of them either. You I just think Apocalypse is better than First Class.
I'm on board with you, Steve. I agree with you 100% on that. I don't like either of them. But if I had to pick one which is better, which is sadly better.
I pick Apocalypse.
Now, if I were to have to take all the X-Men films. I would pick Future Past. If I were to take.
Oh, fuck.
I have huge pick issues Past. With that, too.
That was a
if but if I had to pick one that, like, of all of them, I don't like all of them, but the one I liked.
If I had to pick my top four.
Dislike the least?
No. Top five. It would be X2, then X-Men, then the Wolverine. Then, yeah, Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Just because in that, he has no adamantium. It's all fucking bone claw, which is awesome.
Oh, wait.
And then Logan.
All right, let's go to IMDb for a second. Can we do that?
Sure, we can.
Let's see where some of these rank. I bet there's a quick thing.
I'm willing to bet Logan's going to rank really high.
A Google search to make
this.
Things faster. X-Men Wolverine films. Rotten Tomatoes, like all one thing. It's probably someone who has a write up on it.
All right, let's see.
Rank worst to best. There we go.
Yeah, okay. X-Men movies. Now let's see how they have them all. So we've got Origins Wolverine, which is 38%.
Sweet.
Apocalypse at 48%. Last Stand at 58.
So okay.
That's number three.
The basic killers right there.
The Wolverine is 69. See, for me, that was ranked number four. X-Men at 81. That was my number two. Deadpool is 84. That
does
not count to
that's
me.
A technicality. Fucking. Yeah. That was a joke fucking one.
Don't X-Men count. United at 86. See, that's my number one of
that
all.
That was second one?
First Class at 86.
First Class is not...
That's a tank to me. Days of Future Past at 91. Fuck you.
That's as of
fuck you.
That was at the time of that writing. It could have been that was the next one out.
Maybe. And that's it for
yeah, if that
all
would,
of those.
Look at the date if they have a date on the top. No, the top.
2011.
Of the, no, top of the writer. The of the article. Top or bottom of the article.
Doesn't show there.
Well, not there. It's going to have it at the very, very bottom or the very, very top. The date it was published.
I don't know.
There we go.
This was in May 25, 2016.
So there has been another movie between that time.
Well, let's look up Logan real quick and see what it's currently getting.
Probably like a high 90.
Oh, I'm sure it is. There it is. 93.
A well-deserved 93, in my
with
opinion.
A 95% for audience score. See, no, I disagree
not much
with
of
that.
A difference.
I totally disagree with that.
It's funny because usually they differ so, like, critics and audience differ so greatly.
Yeah.
Like, 2% is not that big a difference.
I mean, don't worry, it's not that I hated the film either. I'm not saying that.
Yes, he is. He's been saying that the entire time.
I guess for
he
the most part...
He spoiled the movie for kids when he walked
out
the
theater.
For the
most part, I that liked it. It had a lot of scenes that were a fun ride. But as a whole, by the end of it, I just felt meh.
Wow, I enjoyed that fuck out of this film. No, watch
even
it
for
more,
some reason at the end when she times. Took the cross off and turned it and laid it sideways as an X.
It's okay,
like,
yeah,
I get that's meant to be like this beautiful homage and the running theme of what you did the whole film about all the X Men and all the mutants are gone, the X Men are dead, is this and that. He was an X Man.
To me, I thought,
but
punk,
I just felt like
punk kids are desecrating the grave.
No, it wasn't so much that. It's just.
Well, if I saw the thing knocked over,
you're gonna take
that
one
that
last
grave.
Moment to just re-drill in the same fucking theme you've been drilling the whole film.
Catholicism.
You know,
there's something unsettling for the movie, Steve. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think Steve admits he likes the movie. There's something unsettling for him about it.
Yeah, there's. I have a lot of complaints. I do have a lot of issues with it.
I heard one.
It was still, for the most part, yeah, it was a good film.
So we're going to use that sign bot from now on.
But?
We're going to isolate that. So whenever it's like, Steve, you just said that. It's a great film. It's the best film. I was like, yeah, it's a great film. Well, just every time we have to reference you for this film, Yeah. Or other bad films will just take that isolation
I just,
and have that soundbite play. It's like, it's a good film.
Yeah, I just still had bleh about it by the end. I really did.
Stuck up nerd. You gotta stop reading comic books and just enjoy things.
I wanted to enjoy it. I really did. That's and there's a lot of scenes that I enjoy.
You
there's
felt
a lot
this movie
too,
like
where
me
I'm
leaving
like,
La La Land.
I haven't seen La La Land. There's a lot, again, there's a lot
You'll
of scenes I enjoy.
You'll feel that way, too.
And there's a lot of scenes where I'm just like, oh, come on. Really? And others that were just
way more no,
just predictable. The whole thing.
I have
the,
more
the whole,
yeah,
the really. The whole thing with the black family. Was
for Origins, I have more of those yeah, really. It's like, yeah, really, really.
Well, that's because Origins was just like, really? That's too much.
Okay.
This stupid over-the-top bullshit. Just come on now.
Need a guitar riff at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Ba-bang. All right, moving on. Anything else? We're going to just wrap up the show because it's been a long show. All we do is talk about us and fucking Wolverine. Has it got anything last minute we want to talk about?
I swear I had some.
Oh, okay. You know what happened at the casino?
No, fuck what?
Wake up.
What?
Eric, wake up. Eric's asleep. Falling asleep. Oh, no. They found a couple.
I'm still kind of here.
On last Wednesday or last Tuesday, they found a couple in their cars in the parking lot at the casino.
They're dead.
Dead. Yeah. Ooh. Dead.
A couple dead.
And
yeah,
they fucking
like
they found them around 5.
Dead.
In the,
dead.
They found them at like 5 in the morning. And the autopsies came through. They got their names out there in the world. I don't have their names on me right now, but both of them suicide.
Wow. What? Really?
Yeah.
They just lost all their money at the casino.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, okay. Then I started thinking about, yeah, what caused you to one kill yourself in the parking lot of this shitty casino?
That's so manic.
One of them probably didn't want to die. I mean, a two-person suicide is really hard. Now, a group suicide is easy as fuck, but one's easy. Well, relatively.
That's
a
insane.
Group is easy as fuck, and two people is kind of hard.
I can deny
Trust
those
me,
numbers.
I know. Lone survivor. But, yeah, what? I started thinking about them for a minute, and I was like, okay, what could you have possibly done to have this, like, all right, we're ending here in this parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they either already lost all their money and they just did one final ditch ever at the casino. Like, we'll just put all our number on black or all our money on black.
That'd be yeah. great.
Or red for, like, one chance left to, like, save ourselves. And then lost and sat in their car and shot themselves.
Yeah, well.
Or they, it. Yeah, they blew it. They just have a gambling problem. They blew it that night. Everything's just gone that night.
Yeah.
They're not married either. It's a man and woman, but it's not the same last names.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean.
So maybe it's like, you tell my wife. And all
right.
You're going to. I don't know why I make this voice. I forgot what they look
You're
like.
Racist.
I have a trailer.
They're black, by the way.
I have a trailer.
No, they're not.
Fuck
I don't
Will
know
Smith
what they look
and
like.
Fuck this show.
A new Netflix show starring Will Smith.
What? A show with Will Smith?
It is.
Falling from grace right
or,
there.
Or,
back
or,
to
or
TV.
It's a movie.
It's,
I'm
a,
not,
cop.
It's a Netflix movie.
It's
whatever.
A show.
Either way, he is a cop. In modern times, that vampires-ish. Deals with vampires, orcs, elves, and other fantasy
it's like,
tropes.
It's like that fucking MTV show. MTV already did this.
I have no idea.
It's like Powerless?
The girl I was talking about. The girl in the Malcolm Middle.
Oh, Powerless?
The girl in the Malcolm Middle. I was talking about,
no,
you know.
I'm thinking of a different show.
She grew Powerless to, is
she
when insurance agents deal with superheroes.
She grew up to be hot.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No,
as opposed to a police officer who deals with superheroes.
No, I was thinking of a different show called, it was like Powers. It was made by Sony. And it's about a guy who had superpowers, who lost them, but was working with the cops to stop other superpowered people.
You know, this is what I would do. That's basically what that show would be.
So, this is the trailer. It's for a show called Bright.
It's like Gotham PD, where like it's basically cops dealing with the world Batman.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
What are they doing in Beverly Hills?
That's a horrible recreation of that song.
Island. This land was made for you and me.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Based on what I just saw, too, I'm going to assume that as well. It comes out in
it
December.
Was the fuck that was it?
Yeah, that's all they had for it so far. But seriously, it comes out in December? Why are you showing it now?
Yeah, exactly.
That was dumb.
Well, thanks for bringing that, Steve.
I hadn't
even understood, noticed what I was looking at. It was over.
I hadn't watched it up until now. Oh. Here's one for you.
Me? I guess. Me?
political wise.
I don't want to do that because it's going on too long.
No,
I
no,
end the
no,
show.
Nothing too much. Like, oh, try.
I want to end the show. I want to end the show. I don't want to deal with that. We'll talk about this later if you want.
No, no, this is a good one.
It's
not
show
what
your
take on this.
In
oh
your
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think
I
so.
I think so.
Well, let me see. That doesn't mean anything.
Do you use Siri?
No, actually, I don't. It sucks.
You don't like Siri?
It's just not as reliable as other things.
Have you ever called her mean things?
All the time.
Called her a bitch and a slut and a hoe.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's what she says. That's her answer. Like, you suck, yeah. Aries. You're a bitch. Like, who, me?
Feminists are up in arms right now about it.
They should answer. She should answer back rather than...
They are demanding that people like Apple and Google and Amazon and all these people who have these cybernetic, you know...
You know, there's a man version, right? There's a man
there
option.
There is. There is, yes.
No one picks the man
but
version, though.
It's not the standard. The standard is female.
It's soothing.
It
it's
is.
Not a, it's not a thing about...
I agree.
Gender but, preference. Like,
but
yeah,
feminists...
Having a woman's like
demand that these companies
make
the program program you know Siri
I think
and all
when
that
you set up your phone's an option when
no,
you set
no,
up Siri
no.
at the beginning
is they demand that they program that any sexual harassment thrown at these AIs have a retort that they respond properly such as well fuck you don't how dare you sexually harass me and if not also automatically report them to the authorities.
Okay, one, that's stupid. My own phone reports my authorities. Guess what? Fuck your phone.
But also, if you call Siri a slut and she goes, who, me, or some other stupid retort, oh no, she should be able to defend herself.
If she had a witty comeback, I'd love it.
A witty one, yes. But no, they're witty? Not talking a witty comeback because a witty comeback is funny. No, they want an actual snide fucking fuck
they don't
you,
want
you
her to take
comeback.
The higher ground, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
No higher ground than that.
Nope. Cause
I could be a piece of shit. Like, she shouldn't be.
No, because...
That should be the example. Like, I am not going
to
go to your level.
They believe that because Siri cannot defend herself, it helps to perpetuate violence against women. This is the new big thing from feminists.
You know, I do jerk off, but not to Siri. But to my... If Siri's in there...
And she sees what you do.
She not when you hold your phone
she
like
should
this.
Be reporting you asshole.
And that's why you hold your phone this way. Right here, cover this hand, cover this hand. I learned the handhold on my second fucking smartphone.
So yeah,
yeah, the first
that.
One has a bunch of dick pics.
Hey, what did you think of the new Alien Covenant trailer?
When we saw it, actually I've been ignoring it for a long time and I keep hearing buzz about it, all trailer breakdowns. A lot of times when it gets too overblown on my feed, I was like, you know what? This is dumb. I don't like. I wasn't only half interested anyway, so when it blows in my feed, I ignore it more.
Yeah.
So this I ignored a lot.
Okay.
And so this is actually the first time, like today, when we saw it, that's the first time I've ever seen
it. I think it's the third trailer they've come out with officially.
Yes. To me, it's the first time I ever saw any of it.
Yeah.
I didn't think we did it for the show for us. At least I don't think so.
I think we did a teaser.
It might have been teaser, but teaser's not enough to tell you anything or get bored with it or anything like that. So it's not a big deal, but like, this, like, you know what? Pretty good. Really liked it. I wonder what kind of alien was smashing its fucking head in that glass. Because it looked, the face, it had a face.
Yeah, and you know.
Like the old, like the one with.
Like here's the image right there. You can see it's all small. I know because it's just a thumbnail for the video, but that's it. Because I watched it, and they show a couple different type of alien xenomorph-like creatures.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it just adapts as wherever the spores land, right? And the eggs and shit like that?
Yeah.
Like it just adapts to whatever what animals.
Well, having
the
watched
most
it myself,
to adapt to.
I think because this is
adapt to.
It is both a sequel to Prometheus and prequel to Alien. This takes place 10 years after Prometheus.
What's and the planet they land on? That's not the.
I don't know which planet it is.
It almost seems like the early planet from the first one.
No, I don't think it's that.
Okay.
But I think the idea is that it's still. The alien that they show in here, the main one, is it's similar. It's closer, similar to a xenomorph than the early one that they showed in Prometheus, but it's not quite there. Because if you look, just the way the legs are even longer in the hands, it seems a bit too more defined and physically capable in its bending.
Well, it whatever,
but also
animal, whatever.
If you look at the face is, especially the jaw is still more square than others, and you can see what are distinct. Eye sockets. Which
yeah, that's
the
what I noticed.
It
made
it
look like a skull face more.
Yeah,
like, more like the one from the Sigourney. The what's the?
Oh, you're thinking of the alien human hybrid one.
It's very, but that's what I thought about when I saw the face, yeah. The face of it. Anyways,
see, I didn't really.
The body was fine, but the skull, overall skull, I had.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And to me, I didn't think that so much as it's one step closer to what we know as the official xenomorphs. It's still an early xenomorph. It hasn't quite hit that perfection yet.
I don't think it's even that.
And that's cool.
I thought it was more like it. Just it shows like they just blend in whatever big creature's next because they did with a dog already. Come on.
Well, that was number three. Yeah.
So like it could, it just adapts to whatever nearest big animal that can move its body to.
Well, the idea of the xenomorph
the,
is
has
that
a base, it has
it
a basis.
Takes on traits similar to its host.
Yeah. So like
hence,
it doesn't,
hence
what,
the predalien.
So to me that's just another reckling. Trait it takes on. It doesn't mean it's like moving towards something. Unless that that's whatever it adapts could benefit it greatly. I won't see it keeping it.
Either way though, I'm excited. It looks good to me. It's like it takes the best of Prometheus with the
what was that?
Sheer terror and thriller of Alien and combines them. It's like, yeah, let's do that. Oh, I'm awesome with that.
Anything else?
And I didn't get to see any other official trailers for the film because I had to sit and wait for fucking Roach's late ass. I don't get why people can't be on time for a fucking film.
You know what?
I don't get this. I don't.
I'm not on time for a lot of things. As someone who does that a lot.
I know, and it's annoying.
Time just gets eaten away fast by little things. It's always small things. Like, I could even wake up on, like, a good time.
Well,
for
I'm of the opinion. Okay, you know when a movie starts?
It's just like.
Most people know how approximately how long it'll take them to get
I was
to
here.
A theater.
I was here today. I that was from a long lessons of time being late.
Anyway. Which is true. And I've been annoyed from you in the past because of it. Because I'm like, you know when the film starts. You know how long it takes to get to the theater. So you know when you need to fucking leave by. And if you have to pick up somebody, you account for that too, because you also know the time for that.
Here's my unpredictability.
How hard is it?
My unpredictability of this is that waking up. I don't wake up in time for anything. I be up, like hear the alarm, like wake up and the alarm.
There are multiple alarms for it.
I have four alarms
set on my phone just for this.
But unless my last thoughts are like wake up at 12:30, wake up at 12:30, wake up at 12:30, like it's the weekend. Like today, like I got home, I had a 12-hour day, and I get home, dog tired, because the previous day, I had a late night. It's kind of like, remember that story you told me, it's like you had to like wake up early for the next day? Like, the shifts got so fucked up, like, a day you had to wake up, you stayed late, the next day you had to wake up early. That's my Thursday, Friday.
That day, I only had 2 hours of sleep, and I still got up on time and had no problem.
No one likes a story stopper, Steve, but it's very similar.
I'm just saying.
It's similar in the fact that that giant schedule change, I have that on my Thursday, Friday. I get home dead tired from Friday having that schedule change. Get home to go to bed, can't go to sleep. So I didn't go to bed till around 7 or 8.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
I don't understand why
saying,
that
I've
happens.
Been
and
in
then
these
the problem was waking up.
Scenarios, and I still.
When I woke up for my so main alarm, the one that I know my brain can wake up from, it's still been going for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that alarm's just beeping for an hour without me. Not even fucking conscious of it.
See, I couldn't do that.
But my brain will hit it. My ear will click it and like wake up. I look at the times like that's not when that alarm goes off, but it's still beeping. It's been beeping for hours. And so, yeah, the problem is really me is not trying to be on time. It's just like waking up to be on time. Otherwise, don't go to sleep and then stay up all night. And that's what I try to go to bed early. I didn't even play video games last night because like, nah, fuck it. Don't be late for the movie. I got to pick these people up. It was me being responsible, which is really strange. But I did it and still couldn't sleep.
I didn't even know if you were actually picking us up. That's why I sent that text, because it was never really defined.
When you
yesterday.
Sent that text, I woke up 2 minutes after.
Yeah, but your text the previous night
to
was
the
like,
alarm.
So am I picking you?
That goes off an hour before
up?
That.
And so I said, well, it's up to you. I never heard anything back after that. So I was like, are you or are you not? So I know.
Well, if
so
I broke down
plan.
What the other options are,
yeah,
it's Roach. And what if Roach fucking picked your ass up?
I know.
Like how that played out. Like I know roaches can be late, and roaches can be late. Roach can be late, and that's why I opted for that. But like you know, I know he can't drive because he has a fucked up car and no car.
Yeah.
So we're not going to the van. I mean, it'd be fun to all fall out the van, but then we're gonna you don't go in a van unless you're hotboxing.
Yeah. So I was the quiet sir. That's why I said that.
Those
text.
Are my
and
rules.
I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. So,
yeah, I figured it's like, it's me. Don't say anything.
All right.
Again, working, no time to answer back texts.
Yeah. Well.
And then I forget about them after like a couple hours go by.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it for us.
Yeah, this is explaining about how we did the movie.
That's right.
All right.
So this has been Ripped in Half. Again, I'm Steve.
Did you see George Bush on Jimmy Kimmel?
I did not. He was on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Promoting a book, our book, a coffee table book of paintings he did of veterans and stories of the veterans in the paintings.
Well, that's cool.
But he was joking around with fucking Jimmy, and like, it's actually not a bad interview. We'll watch it after the fucking show, but like, I mean, like, you don't suddenly like the man, but you know, time has passed. He's been out of the presidency for like 9 years now.
Yeah.
And so like, kind of loosened up a lot. It's a good fucking story. Even one that's like, yeah, like people think I don't even fucking know how to read. I wrote 4 books while I was at office. He even jokes about himself. That's what's funny about it.
Nuclear.
Oh, no, he was talking about how he had dinner with Lorne Michaels. And he's like, oh, man, we had some good writers for you on the show. Because he was talking about Will Ferrell, other impersonators. He was trying to get a reference, like, how did you react about people making fun of you on things?
Yeah.
He was trying to, Jimmy was trying to work his way around to that question. And it's like, you know, I didn't pay attention. It's like, I didn't really watch TV and stuff like that. But he's like, he had dinner with Lorne Michaels. It's how I felt about people at SNL making fun of him. And he switches to a story about Lorne Michaels. He does talk about people, how he felt about that stuff too. But and it's like, yeah, we come up with a good word, like strategery for you. Strategery. And here's where it goes though. He starts arguing with, like, you didn't come up with strategery. I came up with strategery.
That's funny.
It's like, no, we did. We patented everything. It's our fucking word. It's like, oh yeah, did you come up I can't even say it because it's hard to say. Because it's a misunderestimate. That's what you should come up with that one. It's just hard to say. That's why. Or underestimation. I forgot what either one it was. I'm only laughing because it's hard to get out.
Misunderestimation. Misunderestimation.
I don't think it might have been that or misunderestimate, but like hard to get out of it.
That's
too.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and like,
all right,
he cracked a good jokes for himself. You know, lighthearted stuff.
You'll have to check more of that out. But this has been Ripped in Half.
So vote Bush when he comes.
This has been Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I'm Eric.
Oh, is Eric?
That's Eric.
Yeah, I'm Jason. Roach will be back for 1 star next week.
Maybe.
Or we watch.
Hopefully, we'll see.
Pretty in Pink.
Oh boy.
Is that a song?
Either way, you can find us on Facebook, Ripped in Half, and also on the Instagrams.
Yeah,
it's oh.
Ripped in Half. And
talking about high school prom rape.
Twitter at HeyJ, guess what? Aggie Marich and Dr. Brownstein and Ripped in Half and blah, blah, blah.
And Mike Detective on Xbox One.
Mike Detective on Xbox One and GamerRH on PS4 if you ever want a game with us. And until next time, we will catch you guys later.
Let it fade out. Lowering several, I'm lowering my level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, head and everything.